Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, gang. Yeah. Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes. Boy.
That is good news.
Like a dog in heat.
I like sports. I like professional football. I like to get, yeah. Wow. I like to get to the stadium. I like to get to the stadium to see the games live, you know? And I paint my chest before I leave the house. But I don't have that many friends, you know, so I usually just do punctuation and, like, tack on a group already in progress. But sometimes, like... But sometimes it works out kind of weird because we ended up on TV one time and it said, Jets?
I read that the Drug Enforcement Agency is going to crack down hard on NFL doctors over painkillers and performance-enhancing drugs. I don't think they should. I would take steroids on purpose just so I don't have to play football. Because steroids are safer than football. I do a lot of traveling for stand-up. On a recent flight, though, a lady had her dog in the middle seat and she bragged to me that she bought a fake service dog vest on the internet. Now she takes her dog everywhere, and I thought that was a little off-putting. And she explained to me that technically her dog cheers her up, so in a way it is an emotional support dog. And I thought, yeah, but what dog doesn't cheer you up? If your dog doesn't cheer you up, you should check to see if your dog is a cat. Because cats are the number one reason you would need an emotional support dog. They call those ladies crazy cat ladies, but they weren't crazy before they had a whole bunch of pets that didn't love them back.
Now I live here. It's where my house is. I have 17 houses where one of them is.
Call the police, I'm being arrested by the police.
We got a call about lewd behavior on the boardwalk, and you the only thing I see around here that could qualify.
How is this?
Lewd.
I'm not a lewd at all. I don't even know what lube or lewd.
Can I throw something on you, see if it feels good?
Sure.
Okay, this is what I would do. I would start with a joke. Joke. Vince Vaughn quote. Obviously.
Swingers or crashers?
Fred Claus. Talk about Andy's ex-girlfriends. Quote from Love Actually. Hold back your tears. Pause. Drop the microphone. Get out of that bitch.
Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show. Friday, January 18th of 2019. I'm Corey Cove. There's Rabbit Hole Chris Hockey. There's Paul Meat Sauce Lambert. Of course, it's Friday, so John Creasel's here. Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
AJ Mansour is here as well. Hi, AJ.
Hey, Corey.
Mark Parrish should be here at about 7. We'll play initials at 8:15, but Sauce claims you fell face first right down the rabbit hole. What happened?
Well, I was...
I'm speechless, too.
I'll just say this. I've never laughed harder entire life at a video that wasn't meant to be funny. And we basically found non-nude porn.
Well, you left
YouTube.
The room too
you
soon.
You left way too soon.
Non-nude porn?
Dude, on YouTube.
Dude, we watched an
because
old
they can't show
go on a
nudity,
hike.
Right? Yeah. But then what?
Well, she.
We think she peed a couple times.
I'm pretty sure she did.
She found underwear and just put them on.
Yeah, she found a random pair of underwear in the woods.
Cruising through the woods, she has massive jugs.
Enormous.
On this show, we call them rocks now.
Enormous.
Chris
has
officially converted
well,
them
these are
to
meteors.
Rocks.
These are.
Yeah.
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 And they're just follow her around the woods.
Yeah.
Some was her name like something Ellis?
Jill Ellis, something
but it's
other?
G-I-L-L.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the suggesteds on the right. So then Hawk's like, okay, what's this? Click. And it kept getting further and further.
Let's back up, though.
And further.
Back up. How did you get onto old lady with giant rocks peeing her pants walking around in the woods?
You got to stay with me because this is so. I from time to time, I listen to the comedy channels on the satellite radio, you know? And I heard a female comedian do this bit about Mr. Bossman, and she spoke in like a a 30s or 40s style. Anyway, it's a very funny bit, but I missed what her name was. And so I've been trying to find out who it was because it was a very funny bit. I can't find it anywhere. So I did a search for top female comedians, Mr. Man. And then from that, it went gradually farther down the rabbit hole until I saw this older lady with... I mean, it looked like she had two noses on her jugs. All right,
yes.
That's how huge they were, and I was like, "Well, what the hell is that?" And of course,
define old.
Wait a minute, there's a stop between that. Remember, Sus, because when you walked in,
upper 50s.
He was watching a woman describe how you.
I can't even. Don't even say
you. It's an oral thing, but on the other side,
and she was just
single detail.
Yeah. So it was. So this lady does instruction. I shouldn't even call her a lady. She's a younger woman, a really attractive woman who does how-to videos of the filthiest thing you can ever imagine, and it's just her sitting on her bed telling you how to do it correctly.
So there's, no, there's nothing shown that's over the line. She was talking about very graphic things. Right.
Remember that lady's name yesterday?
Yeah.
She says that name a lot.
A lot. And, but not just, I mean, that's the cleanest of the things she talks about. And so I'm.
Is she hooked?
She's pretty hot.
Sauce comes in laughing more hysterically than I have ever heard him laugh. And I'm not exaggerating.
So then so Sauce walks in and I go, what is this? And that is the lady with the two noses sticking out of her shirt. Right? Because that's the only way to describe it.
Yeah,
right?
She's literally just doing this around the park.
Yeah. I'm surprised. Like, those are.
Right.
You can't bring those in the airport. It's a felony.
It looked like she had two Gonzo Muppet dolls under her t-shirt.
Okay, but you said she's not intentionally trying to be funny. What is she doing?
We're talking two different ladies. The first lady is just telling you how to...
Yeah, how to stuff.
Yeah, how to
do
be...
Stuff.
I'm talking about old lady.
The old lady is walking around. I've got the link. I think I will tweet it out because there's... There's literally nothing pornographic because they cut scene right when she's about to pee.
But don't, but do not watch it at work, though.
Yeah.
Don't watch it at work.
Unless you work at a radio station.
I'm just trying to explain what you guys saw.
Okay.
Or understand what you guys saw.
I'm trying to do both.
So if they cut scene right before she's about to pee or take her top off, was this like a pornography that just got edited for YouTube? What is this?
Nope. This
is
for
what's the thesis statement of this video?
This is for people that are extremely horny but will not watch porn because if their wife catches them, they will get divorced.
So wait a minute. So this isn't any better.
This is somehow better watching an old lady.
What did I tell you though? I said I would much rather catch someone with X videos in their search engine than this, because
you're
this
real,
is weird.
Yeah.
You're real weird if you're
yeah.
Right. And then before I left, and then I'll let you continue,
okay.
Hockey clicked on another video of this woman trying on outfits.
The same woman, by the way.
Same woman. Oh, it was?
Yeah.
The same woman. And who again?
Ms. Ellis?
She is not a young lady.
No.
At all. Right? And she's just trying on different outfits.
Well, let's not be ageists. That's awesome. Good for her.
Well, she's attractive.
Keep changing.
Keep
changing.
So then Sauce comes in. I was in the producer's room, and he's hysterically laughing, and he says, you need to go and see the rabbit hole that Hawk is down. So I'm like, challenge accepted.
Of course.
Yeah. I go in there thinking, whatever. I see it. My mind is blown, and we ended up way further. So then what was next? Were the people in the...
Okay, so then you guys, I'm sure, saw issues of National Geographic when you were a kid.
That's what I walked in on.
We watched that come to life.
Yeah. There was a dance, a certain...
But it's nudity on YouTube, which I didn't think existed.
Oh, but we're not even close to done.
No,
because you know how you're watching a video, and down the right-hand side, there's things related to the video? And I just kept going, what the hell is this? Click. And we watched...
They were Swedish.
But it's a television. It was a television show,
like Sprockets,
in Sweden, of some kind of contest where everybody was nude.
And they chug little bottles of it looked like Tabasco sauce.
Yeah, right.
And they sprint to a boat and they paddle naked.
Well, but the best part is, the best part is the women were completely nude. I mean, you saw everything.
But the dudes had to wear socks on their crotch. Which is sexist.
Which is great. Thank you, though.
Yeah.
I didn't want to see cranks this morning.
No.
Present company
excluded.
Right. This is it. It's actual audio of the guy running towards the boat.
I've never seen hockey laugh hard.
America's boring.
Cry laughing.
But then,
oh no,
down to the right-hand side, I said, well, they can't show that on YouTube. Damn right they did. We watched a young lady get a Brazilian wax.
Correct.
On YouTube?
On YouTube!
And the lady was speaking in a different language, so we didn't know what Swedish. She said. But she was moving around stuff. You got to see a lot of stuff. And then the gal was presumably explaining how to perform a wax, showing that, okay, here's how you do it, and then you won't see anything. Because
so it's
of
an
the
educational
bikini.
Video.
It was. And she was like
perps.
Bob Ross, though, with like a colored paint on there, like, I'm going to put a happy little tree next to this thing.
I'm glad you picked the word tree.
And we're going to, well, and it, and then she'd tear it, and Hawk's like, oh my God,
Hurt so bad. I don't know how you do that, ladies, because it was right on the delicate parts, and she ripped that wax right off
it
there.
It was, and this is on YouTube, and then Hawk goes, now we got to do a radio show. I didn't get anything done this morning.
I had no idea that was going to happen.
I'm not kidding you. I went in there about 5'10", and that's in the...
Yeah.
That's
when
everything fell
apart. And he grew about 4 inches.
Yeah. Lucky.
That is the most bizarre...
I can't believe what I've just seen.
And imagine if we had 15 more minutes.
All right, here's what... Yeah, you're right. Here's what I'm going to do.
Oh, my God.
Just for you, Cor. I'm going to email you this link right now.
Because old lady link?
Old lady, because it's not porn. I'm going to email it to you as well because I love you, AJ.
Okay.
This is weirder than porn,
It's
though.
So much weird, but again...
Yeah. This is somebody's thing, though. How many views does it have, Hawk?
Over 1 million.
Right.
And
what?
That's the point, though. This is probably a genre that we didn't know existed. You know what I mean? I just said it to Abbott, too. Sorry, Chad. Sorry,
yep. Human resources is going to be talking to you today.
He's going to wake up to that.
What?
There's about 400 people you could have sent that to. Oh, that would have been way worse, though, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Abbott's just going to go, what in the Sam hell?
Yeah, Abbott. Abbott's going to go, oh, Jillian.
Come on, kids. Chris sent me a video. Let's watch this.
And that one, Ms. Ellis had a British accent, too.
Yeah, oh yeah, she's definitely British.
Because there was one video that she was just holding her hoots, and she didn't have anything on, and she was just covering...
And she was talking, because she was doing a photo shoot, and she says, he's already got me bra off, and we just started for the day.
That was exactly her accent, too.
Hockey will watch that.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hockey will watch that
well,
video.
Well, she's about Mrs. Doubtfire's age.
Yeah.
That's the impressive thing.
But no, Hockey, we can't... The nipples on this woman.
You can't believe it.
They're
intercontinental ballistic missiles.
You'd see him on 394 if she was walking down 394
just
where we are.
Just a couple of ICBMs.
Sure. Yes.
Oh, and I'm going to tell you, you open the door for her, they go through about 3 minutes before she does.
Right, yeah.
That's how huge they are.
Right.
She can stand in TSA and still be out of TSA
at
the same time.
They would say you can't bring mortar rounds onto an airplane, even if there is a shutdown.
You got to watch it. Corey, it's in your mail. And Chad, it's in your mail too. Sorry. Whoa. Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, I think that canoe race should be in the Olympics. So.
There's no doubt.
Are they really wearing socks on their johns?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jill Ellis Young.
Hike in the Woods.
Hike in the Woods.
Right. Yes.
Essentially 1.3 million views.
But 1.3 million views.
It's not
There's
Hike
no
in the Woods, though. It's Hike in the Wood.
I got to sign in.
It's age restricted, yeah.
It's inappropriate.
That's what it says. I got to sign in.
Oh, my God. I wonder if I can tweet this.
I feel...
Honestly,
I feel a lot less greasy scrolling through recent uploads on porn sites than I would on...
Greasel, Todd would watch this.
He's already probably...
Yeah, he probably filmed it. He's probably the guy who's
a government worker, so he's not working today. He's just going to rub one out all day.
He's the one that laid out the random underwear in the woods.
He did.
She puts them on.
I know she did.
Hawk goes, those are panties. She's wearing them.
Oh, my gosh.
Could you email me that link, too?
Oh,
I got to send that to the troops.
Absolutely, you bet.
Send that to the troops.
Yeah, man.
We're about to get a text from Big Captain wondering what we're talking
about. You wouldn't believe my army buddies on the group text that we have.
Oh, boy.
They sent a picture. They're going through old army pictures, and they sent a picture of me as like a young troop holding an anti-tank missile launcher for training.
Yeah.
But it was a GIF where then 3 seconds in, it switched to Ron Jeremy doing a helicopter. So I was like, oh my God, I was a strange looking young man. And then all of a sudden, oh, there's Ron Jeremy's crank. I sent it to you yesterday,
yeah,
Paul.
I laughed.
So yeah, as you can tell, I got nothing done for the show today.
Midway reading the complete sheet when I walked in and you were watching that video of that lady talking about butts.
Yeah, yeah, that lady. By the way, she does an entire series on different things to do to ladies and how to do it right. Mm. Is anybody watching it yet?
What, the lady talking about?
I'm struggling with my login.
Well, that happens.
Who signs into YouTube ever? Well, now I got to reset my password and all this other garbage.
Obviously sick bastards.
Abbott was logged in at that computer behind us.
Of course he was. That was Nordo.
The age restriction was off.
That was Nordo.
Nordo would watch that.
Of course he would. He loves old chicks in the woods.
Yeah. You can't believe it.
Front page sports when the Power Trip Morning Show returns. Mark Parrish about an hour from now to break down that embarrassing 3-rip loss to the horrible, horrible Ducks. Right after this on The Fan.
Oh, there she is walking through the woods. Good morning, everybody. So, Corey, did you get a chance to look at Miss Gil Ellis-Young?
I did, and I just said to these guys, you must have had to be there, because I didn't think it was funny at all. It's weird, but I don't get the gut laughing, but all right, whatever.
But the gut laugh was about the instructional on how to check oil.
Gotcha.
That
I understand. Yeah. This was just bizarre, just an older, completely racked lady walking through the woods. Randomly.
It's weird, though.
Seemingly doing nothing.
Don't you feel greasy watching that, though?
I guess. It's weird. 1.3 million people have watched it.
And 1.299 of them were irked as they were watching it.
Do you think Rosie's watched it?
I think you will now.
I don't think he knows how to sign into YouTube either.
Just watch the real stuff. Mm.
Or whatever.
Yeah, don't be weird. Watch the good stuff. Front Page Sports is brought to you by our friends at Early Bird Electric.
Hey,
thanks, Early Bird Electric.
Hey, thank you. Hey.
I went to the Wild game last night.
Yeah.
And Jinx.
Parrish and I left pretty early in the third. We could have left 8 minutes into the first. Yeah. Devin Dubnyk, 52 minutes, give or take. 52 minutes in a shutout last night for the Minnesota Wild. How awesome is that? Problem was Alex Stalock played the first 8 minutes and gave up 3 goals before he got pulled.
Ugh.
Yuck. So that was fun. But before the game, Nino Niederreiter traded to the Carolina Hurricanes for Victor Rask.
All right.
Nino.
We'll ask Parrish all about it when he gets here at 7. He has a strong opinion on it. Rask is 25 years old, 1 goal and 5 assists in 26 games for Carolina. He's from Sweden.
Wonder
if he does boat races.
Now, I need details on this, but from what Parrish told me last night, the reason why he's only played 26 games this year, Victor Rask, got into a chainsaw accident. Go ahead, Jackal. Chainsaw accident before the season and almost lost 2 of his fingers.
That's for real?
I guess.
Man. Wow.
He's lucky it wasn't legs.
And I guess, by the way, it was on his right hand, and he's a left-handed shooter. And Parrish is like, if it had been on his strong hand, that's maybe a career ender, even if they're recovered. If you don't have 100% grip in your strong hand, you're in big trouble. We'll ask Mark all about it when he gets here at 7. But Victor Rask is a member of the Minnesota Wild, and Nino Niederreiter is out the door to Carolina.
I'm eager to hear what Parrish says about this trade, because Nino was one of the building blocks to this team.
Fan
right?
favorite.
I mean, huge. All of a sudden, he gone.
Nino was in the second year of a 5-year, $26.25 million deal. Victor Rask is in the third year of a 6-year, $24 million deal. So a little bit cheaper per year with Victor Rask. Nino, 9 goals, 14 assists in 46 games this year.
I'm your lumberjack now, baby.
So now, before this game, weren't the Ducks on a terrible slide?
Yeah. They had lost 12 consecutive games.
That's right.
Now, the previous game, wasn't that team on a long slide?
The Red Wings and who's the other one that had lost Philly. Nine? And Philly had both lost 9 out of 10 coming in.
Come on.
And then beat the Wild. And then this is clearly even worse than that. 12 straight losses.
They beat the Kings.
Did anybody hear Michael Russo last night on Barrero?
No.
Barrero!
He basically
on
said...
On what show, I'm sorry?
Oh, sorry. Barrero!
Thank you.
He basically said, look for Jason Zucker to be traded.
Did he really?
Are you serious?
Well, because that's the case, we burned the place
down. He's got his no-trade clause kicks in Jan 1st, and he said what... July 1st.
July 1st, okay, yep.
And he said that look for whoever the... Who's the GM?
Paul Fenn.
Not to want that to be his problem. He said it better, but...
No,
yeah.
I
doubt it.
Basically, that he doesn't want to have that problem on his hands. So
well, that sucks.
If they can move Zucker, they probably will.
Because there's no trades on Parisi and Suter, correct?
Right.
And I thought that contract was almost over, and I saw a graphic recently that it said it was
like
only
10,
half,
years?
Halfway.
Yeah, I think it's a 13-year deal.
Wow. Wasn't it?
It seems
2011?
Like 50 years ago that contract that they signed it. Was on the 4th of July, right?
Yeah.
But the Ducks huge thing scored 11 seconds apart at one point in the first period as well. So that was a franchise record 12-game losing streak, and they snapped it. Isn't that fun?
Good for them.
The weather in Kansas City over the weekend, every day gets better and better and better. The prediction now, high of 27, low of 22. So that whole Arctic blast that we heard about earlier in the week, it looks like the weather's going to be fine. Not much wind, 10% chance of precipitation on Sunday. So Chiefs hosting the Patriots at 5:40. Over-under is 56. Chiefs are 3-point favorites. Looks like the weather's going to be a minor factor instead of a major factor.
Mm-hmm. I'd take the over.
Which over-under do you feel better about? Because Rams at Saints indoors is 57. Patriots at Chiefs outdoors with some cold, 56.
I say the under in the Saints game.
Yeah,
they've held opponents to 17 points or less in like 5 of the last 6 games the Saints have.
And the Rams now have this 1-2 punch with C.J. Anderson and Todd Gurley that they're going to try and use to keep Breeze off the field.
Yep.
So I would take the under in that and the over in the Kansas City game.
Breeze hasn't been great lately either.
No. He
looks a little bit off.
They scored 20 unanswered points or whatever it was. But, yeah, that first pass he threw on Sunday was a pick.
Mm-hmm.
God, I hope they lose. They won't, but...
I don't know. They might.
I doubt it.
Both games this weekend could go either way.
I agree.
I mean, it's a pretty tight. I think the spreads are only three and a half.
What was the stat that I think I saw earlier this week? Every home team in the past 10 AFC and NFC championship games is 10-0.
But
wow,
that doesn't predict the future.
Huh. I can't remember. I'm not being an idiot. I'm telling you the truth. What did we bet on this week? I know I put $50 on something.
I took the Rams and the points, and then I took the Chiefs and gave you 3.5.
Three.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, cool. Cool. All right.
The Wolves host San Antonio tonight at 7 o'clock. The Wolves are 15-7 at home. The Spurs are 8-14 on the road, but the Wolves are coming off a 42-point loss to Philly and Jimmy Butler. Ryan Saunders so far 2-2 as head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves.
All right.
In the history of the Wolves and Spurs, they have played 118 times. Okay, in the history of the franchises, they played 118 times. How many times have the Spurs won ever out of the 118?
80.
Man.
This goes all the way back, of course, to the Kevin Garnett, Tim Duncan battles, all the way back to 1989.
Yeah, 81.
So, Crystal says 80. Sauce says 81. AJ.
I'm going to up it and go 90.
90. Chris.
Yeah, you know what? I thought you guys were lowballing it, too. I was going to say 89.
As always, the basketball expert on this show 88 is the correct answer. 88-30 all time, the Spurs against the Wolves.
I'm not better at anything than that.
Than guessing random basketball stats.
I don't.
You do it unbelievably frequently for a guy that, number one, doesn't care.
No.
Number two, more importantly, doesn't know.
No.
It's not like you have any idea, but you guess all the time closer than these guys.
Maybe that's the secret is like having zero knowledge of something makes you really good at just guessing without having any kind of.
Sure, I know people like that.
You're not bringing in any
preconceived
notions of anything.
Right. You know people like that?
Speaking of that, I'm so excited for initials. This list is fascinating.
You said that yesterday too. I'm excited.
I just can't wait to see who wins because this is gonna. It's such a weird list today. It's a weird one. Can't wait. That's at 8:15. And right after Creasel leaves. We're playing Triangle of Death at 7:15.
That's right.
Thanks.
Oh, I'm sorry, the crease.
Yeah.
We got prizes, right?
We do.
Of course.
We have a Rock USA tickets.
Hey, you didn't go through the whole lineup yesterday.
I went through most of it.
Going to be there, right?
Yeah.
Let's see who else is going to be there.
Marilyn Manson.
You didn't say Rob Zombie?
Rob Zombie.
Okay, Disturbed, Breaking Benjamin. Oh, Clutch is there?
Yeah.
Let's see here. I Prevail, 3 Days Grace. Geez, this is a big set.
Yeah, it's a lot of bands.
Bad Wolves.
Sit.
Wasn't I Prevail the band that did the Taylor Swift cover?
That sounds right. Yes.
Five Finger Death Punch. All right. Anyway.
I like that name for a band.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Meow. Meow.
So we'll do that at 7:15.
Sweet.
Yeah, why not? That's basically sports. Who cares? That's the rest of it.
Yeah.
Sports.
Give or take. Sports. Basically it.
I'm dreading the end of the football season. Since like last night it kind of hit me where we only got the conference championships, then the Super Bowl, and then that sadness. And I think what I'm going to do is binge watch shows then to replace my Sundays.
Yes.
So I need suggestions on what
you're looking
watch.
At the right guy.
Yep.
That's the best way to do it, by the way.
That is a good idea.
Yeah. I'm almost done with season two of Making a Murderer.
Mind blown.
Right.
It is so maddening.
Yeah.
I can't wait to finish it.
Yep.
Tim has almost spoiled it about 500 times because he comes in. He's like, it makes me so mad. You know, and I'm okay. All right. Hold on. Don't blow it for me.
Yeah.
I think it's better than the first season.
And Ken Kratz is a scum.
Yeah.
He
watches that video of that lady walking.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I can't blame him. They're about the same age.
He's so greasy and not in a good way.
No.
Bad greasy.
Yeah.
He needs like gallons of Dawn dish soap.
Yeah, he's too greasy.
Yeah, he's
greasy.
Greasy. He's like onion rings grease.
Yes. Oh, the ducks after an oil spill.
Onion ring grease whales, though.
No.
Yes.
We discussed this at length yesterday.
No,
the only
onion
good thing
are
about
phenomenal.
Onion rings is the ring. Yeah.
No.
Get the onions out of there.
Yeah.
Onion rings are the best.
Yeah, they're phenomenal.
Pull that slimy damn onion out of there. Gross.
Finally, Chris and I agree on
something. Someone has said that to you. Yes.
Yep, so I need to find some shows. That's my...
Oh, there's so many, dude. And just if you...
I gotta find ones that my wife likes, dude, though, too.
I'll give you a list of stuff that is just a time waster, but it's so good. Hey, AJ, I'm sorry to change something, but speaking of TV, did you get to watch The Masked Singer last night?
Was it last night? Is it on two nights a week?
It's on two nights a week.
Oh, no, I missed it last night, then.
I think it was on last night, too.
Before.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great, right?
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
You're right. You know what? It's not great. Yeah. It's terrible.
Jenny McCarthy drives me bonkers.
She drives me to the bathroom.
Me bonkers when I was 13.
Same. Did you see that shirt she had on?
I haven't, but
I'm looking it up.
It's nails on a chalkboard, though. Like, the things she says, the way she says, it's like, it's abrasive.
Yeah.
I just don't get her vibe.
13-year-old Corey is so mad right now.
Yeah.
Don't you dare talk poorly of Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah, right.
I'm a woman.
She's Playmate of the Year, man.
Yeah.
The show is
fun.
You're not just handed that award. You have to work for it.
And in a day and age where you can hop on Twitter and banter back and forth like you and I were on Wednesday night, it's fun to kind of, you know, try and pick through the thing. I guess it was a show in Korea? Is that right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a little controversy on how they kind of just ripped it off. But I think it is. It might be related, you know, producers and whatnot. But
I'm going to rip it off in just a little bit.
To the deer guy?
Jackpot.
I'm serious.
Sweet.
In the next segment, I'm going to rip the bit off.
Oh, sweet.
I'm going to try it on the radio.
Nice.
See what you guys think.
It'll work.
Sweet. Yeah,
you
it'll
think?
Work. Bam. Oh, yeah.
We'll find out. We'll find out. I don't know. I don't know. I'm too distracted.
Are you still watching that video?
No, I had to turn the... I literally had to turn my computer screen off.
Yeah, you did.
I had to remove myself from the casino, if you know what I mean. I had to take myself out of the bar. I had to turn down that street where those hookers live. I had to take myself away from the situation.
Paul, are you ready to give that keyword?
We got 13 seconds, and he's so prepared right now that you can't believe it.
No, I am.
Okay, well, get the
sure he's not?
Piece of paper out.
I'm ready. I believe in him. I believe he's ready. Hold on. 3, 2, 1, go.
Time for our national cash contest. Listen to the fan every hour for the keyword for your shot to put a grand in your hand. This hour, your keyword is super. Text super to 200-200. Standard texting, messaging rates may apply.
What is
start
that?
Over and speak differently.
What is I'm super, how are you? Why does that come to my brain? I'm super, how are you?
Like a song? I'm super, thanks for asking.
That's it. Yeah. What's that from? South Park?
Yeah, South Park.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
That's, I believe that's Big Gay Al.
That's right, it is. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm super. Thanks for asking.
That's it.
That's
yes.
a great
bit. Yeah, that's really early old school South Park.
That show has changed a ton.
Oh, yeah. It's always been great, but it's
social comment now.
Mm-hmm. Greater now than it was those first handful of seasons.
I forgot about that bit.
It was not subtle.
Oh, no.
No.
Big Al is out and loving it.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he was super. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm super.
And then he would break into song.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
More of the Power Trip Morning Show, including a masked singer ripoff.
Yeah.
Right after this on the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
No, I can't.
Man, do I love this guy. Hobo Johnson, ladies and gentlemen.
Beautiful people only live in downtown, in Midtown.
I don't know why, but I just love this so much.
Is it the brain?
Good morning, everybody. 6:17 on a Friday. It is, what, January 18th already? Beautiful from birth. It's the Power Trip. John Creasel's here. Hi, gentlemen, John Creasel.
Hello.
How did your book signing beer drinking thing go?
It was fantastic.
You got another one coming up that I can go to?
I think we're working on one next month or the month after, because now it's speaking season. I got a bunch of them booked.
Oh, good. Good for you.
How would we book you?
JohnMCreasel.com.
That's a terrible
Could you one. Please do one at... trying to think of what, you know, what would be very convenient for me, do a book signing, a beer drinking party at Mama G's in Maple Grove, and I could literally ride my bicycle there.
That would be perfect.
Thank you.
Play some volleyball.
Just having a Malone's.
We can do it.
Malone's would be great too. I love Malone's.
You own a bicycle?
Me?
Yeah. Remember he got a fat tire bike?
Do you not remember that I spent like $2,000 on a Saturday because Abigail and I decided we wanted bicycles?
Oh, yeah. Rode home from the car dealership?
Yeah, I did do that.
Because your wife was mad at you?
She was very upset at me.
Sauce, remember when you had your bike stolen and it was your fault?
the car stolen. a couple other things that were my fault, too.
Why'd you let those guys steal your bikes?
Yeah, why'd you leave the spare keys in the glove compartment?
Why'd you leave the keys on the table?
My Huffy Stalker got stolen once.
Brilliant. Great point, by the way. Brilliant. There are a lot of things that were my fault.
That's the worst thing ever at that age, having your bike stolen. I had mine stolen once.
Well, the worst thing ever is getting something stolen out of your garage by something you didn't do and then getting yelled at like you did it.
Oh.
Something you didn't do.
See, that person.
We got it, though.
Yep.
The person.
It's Friday. We'll let that one slide. We're in a good mood.
Like
Monday through Thursday, I would have buried you. But that was just fine, Paul.
You guys are coming over for Super Bowl, right?
Thanks for the invite.
You know what? I'd like that.
You guys are invited. I sent it out to you guys, or did I tell you to tell them?
Don't do that. That's not enough. You're going to have to just
I will text
he'll
each
forget.
Of you.
I would like to. That seems like something I would
I'll
like to
do.
It's
going to be a great
You have
time.
To drive to Creasel's house.
It is in Cottage Grove.
I'll keep plus. Oh, it is Cottage Grove. Where's that at?
Complete diagonal from you. Southeast Metro.
Basically Wisconsin.
Oh, gotcha.
We're basically Woodbury, though. If we're a block north, we're not like South Cottage Grove, where it's Wisconsin.
Oh, South Cottage Grove?
Yeah. It's all farms.
Yeah.
It's going to be so much food. There will be gambling.
Nordo and Dob will be there.
I need suggestions on gambling games to play, too, because last year we had a lit-ass poker Super Bowl party, but I got invited to the Super Bowl, so you guys and had party at my house.
I think the group I brought won every bet we made.
Just like the year before.
Yeah, Lambert's crush. Yeah, Lawyer Lambert won, Debbie won with my money.
Rigged. It's rigged.
It was sweet. That ain't rigged if I win.
I don't think you trust... Aren't we supposed to...
Yeah, once we get to the bridge, talk for about a minute.
So we can't play my game until after this.
Correct.
By the way, things keep getting worse for your friend and mine, Chris Hansen from To Catch a Predator.
What now?
Obviously, he's got arrested for writing bad checks. Now he's been evicted from his New York City apartment, and his wife is leaving him.
Oh, poor thing.
Is this the wife that he stole from someone else?
Oh, I don't know that story. I have no idea.
That's why he originally got fired from Dateline.
Is that right?
I think he was caught having adultery.
How can you get fired for that?
I don't know.
What does that have to do with their job?
Obviously, you get fired here.
Right. I mean, that's not a fireable offense. And we'll see you in 60 seconds. Underrated part of that end is like the piano work.
I was just thinking, I've never heard that before.
It's just brilliant.
I don't know if it's these headphones, like they fixed them again or whatever they did. I've never heard the piano before. Literally before that time.
Yeah, it's terrific.
It's so good. So good.
System.
Wales.
Yeah, man.
Wales.
And they're out on the road again.
Are they back together?
Yeah, well.
Or did they break up? Or
what? Kinda, they need a new album.
Yeah, I don't think they like each other. But
they
like
realize
money.
That there's money.
Yeah, right, right. You guys okay?
I'm ready.
What do you got? Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Right. Mask us up.
All right. So there's a show called The Mask Singer, which is,
dumb.
Think even the newest judge, what's that guy's name?
Robin Thicke?
No, the other guy. They added
Robin
a new
Thicke's
judge this week.
Dead.
Oh, Joel McHale?
Joel McHale.
Genius.
Called it the worst show on television. And he's on the show.
That's funny.
During the show.
I love that bit.
He said that.
So they embrace it.
Yeah,
he's awesome.
That's cool.
But you can't help, because if you, here's what I'll say. If you turn it on, you're going to watch to the end, or you're at least going to set an alarm to turn back to see who's under the mask.
It's like that
you
lady.
You can't help it.
Yeah, it's like that lady's walk through the park.
Right.
You're going to turn it on.
Right.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
People that weren't listening 30 minutes ago have no idea what you just said.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's okay.
Sorry, there's... Yeah.
It was the woods.
Right. Okay. So I decided to steal the bit. And yesterday, I spent a little time and I grabbed somebody, put them in the studio, and had them sing a song. I'm not going to tell you who they are. I'm going to play it. Specifically, Corey and Sauce, and maybe even AJ. If you know immediately... Please don't say. We're going to let John Kreisel be the first to play.
Okay? Right.
Because to test this bit, I use somebody that we all sort of know. It might be too easy. If nobody gets it, then I'll give you guys hints. And I've written some hints down, okay? And if we like the bit, then I'll go out on the town and get some other people. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The Masked Singer performs.
Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the Beach Boys and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
John Kreisel. Does a name come to mind immediately?
Yes. Brooklyn Chase.
She works here!
I'm so sorry. I mean the singer there. I didn't mean just a random name that came to mind.
No, because it's obviously not like an A-list celebrity.
Right.
I don't. Jenny McCarthy came to mind, but she's one of the judges, right?
I can see on Corey's face he knows who
it is. Or
is she
on a different show?
No, you're slightly confused on what's happening, John, I think.
No, yes. who is singing that?
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yes. The person singing that right there is somebody we all know.
In this building.
In this building.
We all know her.
Yes.
Oh.
If I'm sorry to make that clear.
If Jenny McCarthy walked here, my day would be much different.
Too, Lil B?
It is not Lil B. You know Corey, right? AJ, you figured 100%. It out right away.
Yeah.
Sauce, you figured it out too?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, yeah, okay, cool. That's what I was afraid of. All right, I'll play it for you one more time now that you know what I just said.
Okay, all right.
Okay?
Give me the Beat Boys and free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Not bad though, right?
Give me the Beat Boys and free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Is that Lee?
It is!
Okay.
Carrie Bradshaw.
That's right, it was Lee.
We're talking bleeping Lee.
I thought you were playing from that show.
I understood. My fault. Okay. I should have made it better. Yeah. So I'm thinking if I get some, if I let it literally leave the building and do that.
Yeah, if you get people that aren't on the radio.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Where even if you just heard their voice, it would be tough. Their speaking voice.
Right.
Right. Think, exactly. Though, think how many players if you did.
Sure.
Local athletes,
for sure.
How many players? Like AG's point is, we don't even know what they sound like when they talk, let alone sing. If you had Charlie Coyle sing,
right?
No chance we'd get it without clues.
Do they ever get anything right on there?
Yes, they nailed.
They figured the Bradshaw.
They figured
out
Terry Bradshaw the other night. Man,
was it obvious?
And when they got Chong, I think it was Jenny McCarthy that guessed it was Cheech of all things.
Oh.
So I don't know.
Was that because of the clues given?
Yes, they do give some clues.
My
yes.
favorite part is when Jenny is impressed by the person singing, and she'll start going, "Oh, they have to be a professional singer."
Right.
And Robin Thicke and the is she a Pussycat doll?
Scherzinger? Yeah, right.
They're both like, "No,
right. You're a Pussycat doll."
All right, so we like the bit.
Thank you.
If I put a little effort into it and go out, I don't know how I'm going to do it.
I think
it'll
work. Yeah,
it's great, Hawk.
I got to find a way to like get them to sing karaoke at work because I have to go to them. I'm not going to be able to get them to come to the.
Yeah, well, they wouldn't have to sing over the top of music. You could always just layer it later.
Yeah, do the bit where you put the headphones in. Remember that Cordero Patterson thing that we played and he's singing Rascal Flatts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Patriots promo that they did.
Right.
That's the bit where they're wearing headphones.
Right.
And for the in stadium screen.
That's what I'll do.
You can layer the music underneath it and you don't have to worry about it.
And even if they sang a cappella, it'd be hilarious too.
Yeah, yeah.
And it would be just as
difficult. That would be a great bit.
Good. All right. Good. I'm glad you guys like it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a great original idea.
Thank you. Yes, yes. Thank you to whoever came up with that bit. Well, they stole it from somebody somewhere else, screw them, right?
Right, correct. Screw them.
Right, right.
And they're making a ton of money off it now, probably.
Yeah.
They must
Maybe
be.
Not a ton, but
no.
some.
No, they're making a ton.
Yeah,
it's
they
crushing
are.
Right now.
It's
commercials,
whether
them.
It should or shouldn't be, it's crushing right now.
Well, yeah, isn't Dunkin' Donuts their, like, cup sponsor?
Oh, I don't
like,
know.
On Donuts. Their,
Wales.
On their, when they're sitting there, the judges cups.
Yeah, like American Idol always had Coke.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
That was a rumor, by the way.
Yeah, lucky.
It's a good question.
Yeah, you make it 100.
Wild news when we come back, and then what really matters. And then 30 minutes from now, Mark Parrish joins. We'll talk about that Victor Rask / Nino Niederreiter trade. Triangle of Death with prizes on the line at 7:15, and then initials at 8:15. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan. From the tablecloth.
It's the Power Trip Morning Show. It's Friday. Thank you for tuning in. January 18th, 6:35. John Kreisel's in for another, a little under an hour.
Yes, sir.
And AJ and Saucy and Corey and myself, we're bringing it all to you. Waiting on Parrish to get here at 7. We'll do the initials game again
at
8:15. And Corey tells us
I'm excited.
It's a whack job this time.
It's a wacky one.
Yeah, excited.
Yep!
I'm more excited about that than I am to do wild news.
It's time for Wild News, presented by Captain Morgan.
Hey, thanks, Captain Morgan.
Thank you.
The Anaheim Ducks came into the game last night at the XL Energy Center. Losers of 12 consecutive games. That was a franchise record 12-game losing streak. Alex Stalock in net for the Minnesota Wild. The Ducks scored 3 goals in the first 8 minutes, including 2 goals 11 seconds apart. Yikes. So the Wild lost 3-0, and that was after, gross, earlier in the day, the Wild had traded Nino Niederreiter to the Carolina Hurricanes for Victor Rask, who sounds like a bad guy from Die Hard.
Yes.
Rask is 25 years old. He's from Sweden. 1 goal and 5 assists in 26 games for Carolina after almost cutting off a couple of fingers with a chainsaw. We'll ask Mark about that in the next segment.
I never recommend amputation.
No. Nino Niederreiter is 26 years old. He's been in the second year of a 5-year, $26.25 million deal. But the Swiss on his way. Wait, no. No. What would that be called? Not a Swede. That's Sweden. What's a Switzerland person called?
Dutch, I think, isn't it?
No,
I was going to say that's the Holland. Swiss.
I thought Switzerland was
Holland,
Swiss.
Yeah, that's... Who knows?
But you don't call him the Swiss, right? Like, as in like, you would call him the Swede. What the hell do you shorten a Switzerland person to?
The Swiss?
The Switzerlander.
Switzerlander.
This is probably something so obvious that we should know it.
Oh, for sure. It's so early in the morning, though.
I have no idea.
I have no idea either. And I realized it mid-sentence, if you couldn't tell. It's like, what do you call that thing? Anyway, Nino's out of here.
So I was
Switzers? Barry
like
Switzers?
Barry? Yeah.
I was under the impression that this was a huge money-saving move for the Wild,
but it appears to
be a tiny bit.
Don't know. What is that noise, by the way? That was earlier.
Or something.
What is it?
Is your iPad sound on, Sauce?
I don't hear a noise.
No, it's over by you, Corey. Take your headphones off.
I don't think that we hear anything. You guys must have it in your studio.
There's like a video game going on.
It's like, yeah. Can I get to the bottom of this?
Literally, he's crawling under the table right now looking for a noise that I can't hear. Really?
Is it Paul's something playing on Paul's computer? Paul, no, on your computer.
No, nothing's on.
This is weird.
What the heck?
Well, so, you know.
It sounded like Nintendo.
So, Jeff Manis comes in yesterday and he goes, Corey, great news.
Oh, yeah,
great
news.
Yeah. I'm going to make your computer faster. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, great, because, you know, basically it's a Flintstone computer here in the main studio. Yeah. So, is it really this? So, wait a minute. So
what was it?
It was apparently my YouTube. Under the desk,
thank
though.
God you weren't
thank
watching that lady.
God, you...
No, this is just Wild highlights, but the computer underneath,
incredible,
which is on the other side of the freaking studio.
That's pretty neat.
Playing sound. That's not neat at all. It's annoying as hell.
How do you not know how to mute that?
Yeah, do you know how to mute it?
Well, I know how to mute it, but I mean, can't we just permanently mute it?
Yeah, just mute it.
Oh, thanks. Got it. There. Man, I'm going to turn it up right before 9. Just so PA and Charles Lewis.
No,
255.
And just put on like PA, Lexington Steel sound clips.
And don't tell them where it's coming from.
You'll just get fired.
Come here!
The audio on that computer.
Yeah, my friend Michael says that it is Swiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you would say? You would just call him a Swiss.
Yeah, a Swiss.
Really?
A Swiss miss.
Oh, that's for the ladies.
Hmm. Cocoa.
So good.
With tiny marshmallows.
The tiny marshmallows. Are
See, I'm not a marshmallow guy. I'll survive, but...
Mm-hmm. You're not a marshmallow
What?
Guy.
What? Weeks ago, Mac put those on his pizza.
Oh,
that's
great.
I saw that. That's
great. He made a cheese pizza and put the little marshmallows on there.
Homemade pizza F's hard.
Oh, yeah.
Wild News was brought to you by Captain Morgan. That's one
Thank
bit.
Thank you, Captain!
Here's another bit called What Really Matters.
That's
where,
right.
I read scores and stats around the world of sports, and in between, Chris Hockey will change your life with something else.
You got that right, Corey, and that something else is going to be brought to you by my friend Chris Lindahl at Chris Lindahl Real Estate.
Bam.
Bam.
On a Sunday, the Rams traveled to the New Orleans Saints. Both teams finished the regular season 13-3. The line is Saints -3.5. Over under 57. What really matters is this.
The original name for Eggo waffles... was Froffles, as in frozen waffles.
Oh,
I think I like Froffles
like
better.
So do I.
Sounds like a dirty move.
So the Lego my Eggo is genius marketing.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, yeah.
Lego my Froffle.
Yeah. Yeah, well, people called them Eggos because they tasted a little like eggs. Oh. And 2 years later, they changed the name officially to Eggo. I don't know that I've ever thought this tastes like an egg. Have you guys never thought that.
I wouldn't eat it if I thought that.
I can't tell you if I had one.
Oh, I love Eggo waffles.
But I used to eat them all the time.
Man.
Throw them in the toaster. Yeah.
I used to eat four at a time.
Yeah, the smell of an Eggo waffle is the smell of my children's youth.
Yes, oh, same.
Yes. Yeah.
My sister loves Eggo waffles.
Chris, did you end up getting the waffle maker?
I did not.
What?
I know. It's one of the few things I did not buy myself that I wanted.
Buy it now. What's holding you back?
Borrow Abbott's Death Star Eggo waffle maker.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet, by the way. I do like that. That's pretty neat looking.
He died. He's watching that video right now.
Yeah. The Kansas City Chiefs host the Patriots Sunday, 5:40 Central Time. Chiefs 3-point favorites. Over-under is 56.
Oh, I'd take the over.
That one, probably the over. But the NFC title game, under.
What really matters, though, is this.
The tallest building in Dubai until 1973 was 75 feet high. Wow. Then they had a skyscraper. Boom. Now they have 21 buildings that are over 1,000 feet high. Jeez. You ever been to Dubai?
The Shard? No. Is that the big one?
Have you, Hawk?
I've not. I've been to Qatar and Kuwait and someplace else. I forget what it was called. The place we landed to get into.
Vegas.
That's east.
But do we have a presence in Dubai, do you think, Kreese?
I'm not sure. I think we're friends with them.
I think we are, yeah.
So I assume I wouldn't think a large presence.
Right, right.
That's our Kuwait, Qatar.
What was the most luxurious country you went to?
Because
Qatar was pretty badass.
Kuwait. Kuwait's very nice. It's pretty Western.
Yeah.
Jeepers.
So, yeah. Because we just flew, U.S. to Kuwait.
Right.
And then Kuwait to Iraq and then helicopter to Camp Fallujah.
Gotcha.
So we didn't get to see a heck of a lot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the guys that got a 2-week leave, or not a 2-week leave, but a 4-day leave, went to Qatar.
Gotcha.
Yep.
How many buildings taller than 1,000 feet did you say?
21.
That's 21 insane.
The tallest building is called the Burj Khalifa, which is 2,700.
I like his music.
It's pronounced Wiz Khalifa.
Like 2,700 feet tall.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I thought it was named after Mia.
The second tallest is 1,300, so it is double, more than double.
Say the total feet total for the one again.
2,700.
Paul, how many floors is that?
Well, my building's 26, and I don't know how tall it is. I don't know, isn't it hard to tell? What if it's like 8 floors of like rock climbing?
Just approximately.
I don't know. 2,700? 69 million?
So,
no one else knows. That's the thing. You ask me. I don't think anybody else
knows. Corey, Paul is actually onto something here. How many stories is the building?
That's what I'm asking.
I'm asking you.
Well, do you know?
Because it's divided by 10? Isn't Paul that the whole idea?
Paul said something very logically. Very logically. Because I know the answer. And it's not 270.
No, but that's my point. Is when he's like, well, what if they have 8 floors of rock climbing? Right. I said that's why I said approximate.
Sure.
Because clearly there could be floors that are more than. I'm not asking for exactly how many elevator buttons there are. I'm saying approximately how many stories high is it?
No idea. 270.
Nailed it.
There's 161 floors.
Crazy.
So tallest building in Minneapolis, IDS Tower. Take a guess at what the height of that is. To the roof, not to the antennas on the top.
That's a great question.
And this will give perspective on...
Sure. I bet...
89.
I bet it is... I'm going to go on 900.
900?
Yeah.
It's 792. And that's a tall-ass building.
Man,
with the tower...
2,100?
2,700. Right. It's 2,000 feet
in and I haven't even seen the picture of that Dubai tower, but I assume a lot of those towers have like giant antennas at the top that
just
count.
Just to kind of meet the...
And that doesn't... I mean, come on.
Right, wasn't with the antennas, the IDS tower is 910 feet.
Wasn't there a bit in New York where a certain president of ours got a longer antenna to try and
probably
be taller than somebody else's building?
Wouldn't be surprising, yeah. That's insane. Just looking up from street level at the IDS Tower, it's mind-blowing.
That's
how tall that is.
Neighbors.
What if they do have an 8-story rock climbing wall in Dubai?
Cool.
My turn or your turn? Oh, it's my turn, right?
Yep.
Chris has just given up on life. The Wolves are hosting San Antonio tonight at Target Center. The over-under is 224.5. The Wolves are 1-point favorites.
Really?
Yeah, they are.
That's fascinating.
Right? Who are they playing?
San Antonio. It's because of what I said, though. The Wolves are 15-7 at home. They're way better at home than they are on the road. And San Antonio, despite being 26-20 overall, they're 8-14 on the road. So good home team versus a pretty bad road team. And Vegas says Wolves by one.
Can Chris Hockey name an active spur?
I can only name about three.
An active spur?
Yeah.
An active one?
Yes.
Not an inactive spur.
Well, not some, like, you can't say David Robbins.
Yes, I can. I think I can. Hold on.
Thanks.
Bob, we add a baby, it's a boy.
So you're watching Geico commercials?
I like that commercial. Yeah. It makes me laugh.
That was an old school one that they brought back, right?
Yeah.
And they're doing that whole bit. Yeah. Some of them are funny. Some are just dumb.
Yeah. Why would you pay for new advertising? We can just run old ones again, and they're just as good.
Yeah.
But was that theirs? It wasn't theirs back in the day, right? It had to be for like a collect phone call or something.
No, I think that was the bit. That's how you're saving money. Don't save money by trying to be cheap with phone calls. Just save 15% on car insurance.
It was a Geico one back in the day.
That's maybe their best commercial.
It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
What really matters, though, is this.
Here are a list of things we wish we had not learned in school. Because they were completely useless to the real world.
I'm about to be paid off here.
Calculus.
Well, it's like this.
Sorry, Smitty.
The Pythagorean theorem.
That's not true.
Yeah. What's that?
I've used that, actually.
A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
Is that how you...
I've never used
that. Don't you use that to frame pictures?
When do you use that for real?
So, like, I just square something or find, like, if you're trying to make something square, essentially, you're trying to find the other angle of the triangle.
If you need the length of the third leg, it's the easiest way. It's the only way to figure it out, really.
The third leg?
Yeah, the third leg, if you need a third leg.
Do you think Tommy Lee uses that?
I think he's the C squared part. you might be A squared.
Well,
this is why you just bring whatever you need framed to a frame place, pay them, and they do it, and they make it look great.
Probably, but so far I disagree. I've only used it maybe a couple times ever, but I think that's one that...
No, I'm on your side, Hawk.
Probably good to know.
I've never used that. Nope. I didn't even use that in high school.
I think it's the only one I remember.
I walked away.
Knowing that pi is 3.14...
I know that part, but again, what is that part? I mean,
I've never used.
I just know that.
Memorizing the periodic table of elements.
Yeah. Worthless.
Yeah, no thanks.
Learning the different types of rocks.
Yep.
You're good at that.
I like rocks.
Huge rocks.
Yeah, I like them.
You don't discriminate. You like small rocks.
No, I like all rocks.
Jill Ellis.
Yeah.
She's the top of the rock pile, no pun intended.
Learning the parts of an atom.
Yeah. I don't want to learn anything about atoms.
Naming all the presidents in order.
No, who? I know somebody who could do that.
Yeah, your dad.
My dad could. Guarantee it.
Worthless.
Of course. He could name them and probably tell you where they live. Sick. He does that to Hockey.
Yeah, he does. And learning how to make a paper snowflake in elementary school. I didn't mind
that. Oh, I was so good at that.
That was fun. Kind of fun.
See, but that comes full circle, like when you have kids, though.
Yeah.
I do that on a Friday night. I just take paper.
All of those things you just said, though, right? Whether it's the rocks... Pi, Pythagorean theorem, whatever, all of them, especially the periodic table of elements, worthless unless that's the field you go into. Then that's the entire base of your field, right? Yeah. If you don't understand rocks, you're probably not going to be a geologist. If you want to be a chemist, probably have to memorize every part of the periodic table of elements. The rest of us could just move on with our lives and forget it. Paul, what's the atomic weight of boron?
4.
Just...
Ounce eight. The only one I remember is lead because it's PB for peanut butter. Lead is its sign is PB.
Right, but what's its atomic weight?
I think it depends.
No, it does not.
I have no idea. I hated that stupid thing.
Really?
I failed science class because it was that, and then it's number. Like there's like the letters, and then there's a number in the top that means something.
Yes.
And we had to write all that out, and I got like a quarter of the way in and just handed it in.
That's the second story for the second consecutive day where the second you this is like your IQ test.
Yeah.
The second you realize it's going the wrong way, you turn in your paper.
That's right.
You say,
just
I'm done. Out. I'm done. I quit.
Just done.
Yeah.
Wow.
Got me here.
Yeah, I can't deny that.
Right. If I'd like tried and gone off to college, I'd be working some job I hated. But now I'm here bothering you guys.
Yeah, what could have been? I think about that every morning. We'll do Fan 5 when we come back, and Mark Parrish will join to talk about the Nino Niederreiter trade and the disaster last night at Xcel Energy Center. 3-0 to the horrible, horrible Anaheim Ducks. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
Head on out to Big Louie's in Crystal tonight from 7 to 9 and play Pop a Shot with me. And you could win a Wolves Road Trip Package. KFAN.com, keyword events for more information.
Big Louie, like King Louie?
Yeah.
Jungle Book?
Oh.
Death Cab's still one of the coolest names for a band of all time. I'm not a huge fan of the full name, but just shortening it to Death Cab.
Yeah.
It just sounds cool. You want to go see Death Cab? Yeah, I do.
Are they good? Trees,
who cares?
Yeah, the cutie. It kind of loses its luster.
Yeah, a little bit. Hey!
Mark Parrish!
Oh, hi, guys. How you guys doing?
Cutie.
What's up? Mark Parrish!
Still haven't got sick of that.
Oh, hi, Mark.
I wouldn't either.
Mark spent a week doing NHL Network stuff.
Mm-hmm. They actually let me talk hockey out there.
Oh, they did. Well, that's good timing because we're going to make you talk hockey this morning.
We'll see how long that lasts.
Sauce, are you ready? Because let's get through your stuff so we can talk to Mark about hockey.
I'm ready. I'll go as fast as I can, which has never been a problem for me.
Oh. Well.
Thank you for your honesty.
You want me to go ahead and just hit it now?
I'd love you.
It's time for Fan 5, brought to you by Garage Solutions Minneapolis.
Yeah, check them out at GarageSolutionsMinneapolis.com. Do it right now.
Nino Niederreiter was traded to Carolina for center Victor Rask, right? The move Correct. Saves the Wild about $1.25 million in cap space. The Wild then took to the ice versus a Ducks team that had lost 12 straight, and they took complete advantage of a terrible team. Oh, wait. They gave up 3 goals in the first and looked lifeless, losing 3-0. The Wild host the Blue Jackets tomorrow at 8 to cap off Hockey Day Minnesota. The Wolves host the Spurs tonight at the Target Center at 7. The Wolves are 2-2 since the Tibbs firing. The NFL's version of the Final Four takes place on Sunday. Rams versus Saints at 2:05. Saints are a 3.5-point favorite. Patriots at Chiefs follow at 5:40. They are a slight 3-point favorite. And the Gopher women stop their 4-game losing streak by topping the Badgers 78-50.
Anyway, how is your sex life?
A+.
Nino Niederreiter out the door, Mark Parrish, and Victor Rask, who almost lost most of his hand with a chainsaw, joins the Minnesota Wild. Let's start there. Tell that story. What happened to Victor Rask, our new Wild member?
I think it was a chainsaw. I'm not sure, but yeah, he was cutting down some trees and splitting some wood, whatever it was, and I don't know if he completely severed his last two fingers on his right hand, but he had to have surgery to have them pretty much reattached just before camp, so that's why he missed the first 20-some games of the year. Luckily enough, he's left-handed, so it's his top hand, not his bottom hand, if that makes any sense.
I'm just picturing him shaking Paul Fenton's hand for the first time, and it's like Chubb shaking the hand of Happy Gilmore.
I am curious. I kind of want to see it. He almost chopped off two fingers.
Between Kevin McDermott and Victor Rask, we're losing limbs left and right here. Let's
come on now.
Everybody calm down.
Let's go here.
But as a player, what do you know about Victor Rask? What are we getting, and why do you think Paul Fenton made this trade?
The room for that, it helps in the salary cap, but it's two players that both have kind of got similar. They had some pretty good years, and then the last couple of years, they both have struggled a little bit, and I think a change of pace will do them both good. I like it because, one, obviously we save room on the salary cap, and two, it's a sentiment. And if he can come back and he can find his game from a couple years ago, or even just a little bit of, it doesn't even have to be that good, but just getting another centerman in here is big on our depth chart.
And is it a right shooting centerman too?
Left shooting centerman. Right, that would be, I don't know how he would be able to control a puck. He literally lost half of his hand. And to the bottom hand of the stick. That's where you get all your touch. That's where your feel. That's where your control comes from.
The touch, the feel of cotton.
Now, the Wild needed a left shooting centerman, right? Is that why that this...
Well, not necessarily left shooting, but yes. Everybody wants centerman. You went up the middle in the NHL. You got to have, first of all, goalie, defense, centerman, wings, and in that order.
Okay.
Parrish?
Yes, sir.
Is this team very close to the point of no return?
You know, I'll give him a pass on last night. This is part of the professional sports where, hey, Nino Niederreiter is good friends, has been around here for a long time. When he gets traded, it affects everybody. It's emotional. It can be hard. A lot of good friends on this team. So they'll get a pass for the start last night, and unfortunately, they could never recover. The one thing Anaheim has done or had this year is John Gibson, their goaltender, has had a spectacular season. So he just kind of slammed the door. Once he starts feeling confident, I can't think of the word. It's too early.
That's hockey, I think.
No, he's over there.
You can't do anything about a red-hot goaltender.
So the one guy, though, that disagrees with you on your Niederreiter take is Bruce Boudreau. After the game, somebody asked him, like, hey, Nino got traded 4 o'clock. They found out, you know, maybe they were just off. His comeback was... to Anaheim, he's like, they just made 6 transactions. Didn't look like it affected them much. Jeez. Unless they just traded guys they hated, but they made a bunch of moves, and Bruce said they were ready. He's like, it's our job to be ready, and we weren't ready.
They're coming off a 12-game winless streak, so there's a little bit of desperation in there, too. Mm. I can see a head coach saying that. Yeah. I mean, that's what he should be saying. But in all honesty, yeah, it affects the guys. It's emotional.
Wow, what's the deal with you coming out flat against these bad teams? Is that what it is? Just coming out flat, not taking it serious enough?
Yeah, the first 8 minutes was just disastrous. It wasn't Stalock's fault. I mean, sure. There was redirects, rebounds. I don't remember the first goal exactly, but yeah, I mean, you can't blame him. It was just the guys in front of him just standing still.
Yeah.
Oh. So the Wild are still currently in a playoff spot?
Yes.
Parrish, is Victor Rask related to Tuukka Rask?
I don't think so.
There's not a lot of Rasks.
No, there is not a lot of Rasks. It's a very...
Like if it was like...
Rasks!
Great point.
That is a great point.
I don't think so.
If it was like Victor Anderson, you go, oh, cool, I bet he's related.
Mr. Anderson.
Mr. Anderson. Not a lot of Rasks.
I don't know, but you've got me intrigued. I'm looking it up right now.
Paul, good job.
I didn't mean to derail the show.
No, I just want to hear rats. I mean, that's all I'm doing.
Oh, since we're doing a quick recap, what about Pontus Aberg?
He's the
for
brother.
Justin Kluse.
No, never mind.
You know, I like that. Kluser, it's a good guy. Obviously, Minnesota boy. He's kind of been a career minor leaguer, and we get a guy that he was second on their team in scoring. Now, granted, their leader only had 11, but still, any addition of goal scoring, especially because it's been a little difficult for us right now, is good, and every team in the NHL is always looking to add goal scoring. So I like that. A trade from a true NHLer for a guy that's been a career minor leaguer, it's a good trade.
Paul, name every person on the planet you can with the first name Pontus. Go.
Brian Pontus.
No, first name Pontus.
Oh, Pontus Terwilliger, Wayne's brother.
Oh, I know him.
Yeah. Pontus Penis Head.
Oh.
Pontus Bill. I don't know any Ponties.
I don't think I do either.
Ponti, or is it Ponties?
You dumb son of a bitch!
I don't know a Pontus.
Oh, no. Definitely
Pontus
not.
Pontus Pilot?
What did
That's
he do?
That's the one I thought maybe you were going to go with.
That was the first one.
I don't like that guy.
How do you know? What did you do?
It wasn't his fault.
Isn't he the reason for the season? What did you just say?
He is the reason for the season. That's correct,
Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus is the reason for the season. I don't know, so I'm not going to speak.
It's the time of season.
Great point. Okay.
That's it for sports.
Oh, it is?
That's
yeah.
it? Oh. Update, no. Victor Rask is from Sweden, and Tuukka Rask is from Finland.
But they're close, aren't they?
Yes, but they're still
isn't
not the same
Jonas
country.
Isn't Jonas Rask Tuukka's brother?
Tuukka's?
Is that not how you say it?
Yeah, I thought it was Tuukka's Rasks.
Oh, man, look, you got a Tuukka's Rask.
Hey, we watched that video earlier, Hawk.
Jeez.
There's.
You know, Hawk, you know that lady made that video because someone she'd been with didn't do what she was asking.
Yep.
Hey, you know what's crazy is so Parrish and I carpooled last night to the old Wild game, right?
Yeah, cool invite.
And we do what we always do, which is we listen to old Initials games to get Parrish ready for today's Initials game.
How's that working?
Last week was fascinating. Mark was guessing items wrong in the car that he got last week. But, like, that wasn't that weird? It was one that you got, and you're like, oh, this is Nicolas Cage. And then it would be, Mark, Neve Campbell? Ba-ding! And you're like, it's 1 week later, you were losing to yourself.
That's not a good sign.
At least he buzzed in as Mark.
Yeah.
Was it Mike?
It's a victory for me if I buzz in.
Right. Either way, you were at least competing against yourself. That's at 8:15 today, thanks to our friends at Mountain Dew. You can start guessing on Twitter, hashtag PowerTrip. Who's going to win? How many points are they going to score? If you get it right, you are eligible for a $100 Visa gift card. Thanks to our friends at Mountain Dew, if your name's randomly drawn. Start guessing now, hashtag PowerTrip. The normal four competitors today, Sauce, AJ Hawk, and Pear Bear.
AJ Hawk is here?
Yes.
What happened to him?
I don't know.
Oh, he's broadcasting, I think.
Is he really?
Good I think him. So.
Does he still have the hair? Didn't he have the long hair?
I think he cut it.
Hey, John Creasel?
Yes.
You like beer, right?
Love it.
It could save your life.
Really?
Hell yeah.
There's a 48-year-old dude named Nguyen Van Nat in Quang Tri, Vietnam. Ooh, and doctor saved his life on Christmas Day by pumping him full of beer.
What in the hell?
Yeah. Here's what happened. Apparently, Nguyen had been drinking alcohol, but not the good kind. He was drinking methanol, which is the kind that's used to make things like formaldehyde and antifreeze and paint thinner and gasoline.
The good stuff.
Yeah.
How lit was he?
Yeah, right. Now, beer is ethanol, of course. The doctors knew that if they fed this guy beer, it would keep his liver busy enough processing the ethanol to keep it from fully processing the methanol, which would kill the dude. So they wound up pumping him full of 15 cans of beer.
Whoa.
Which gave them enough time to get the methanol out of his system and saved his damn life.
What in the hell?
How that's about that?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What kind of beer, I wonder?
Natty Light.
Or CLs.
Or Beast Me.
Yeah,
Beast
that is, no, that made me laugh so hard. And I missed Dov's bit. Did he do that on the after party? Or
no, Sauce has just told us that story for years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Beast Me idea.
That's genius.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Well, it's David's idea.
He's so touched.
He's super touched.
God. He's an idiot.
I love him.
I love him, too.
You love him because he gambles with both of you.
Hell yeah. Right. Hard.
Yeah.
I'm going to yell.
I mean, he is most of the time.
Can you imagine him standing up at a meeting at Best Buy and just going, I have a great new idea. Here's how Best Buy is going to make $1 billion. And he does his little pitch, Don Draper style. And Dick Schultz, or whoever the hell runs that place now, just goes,
The guy from Second Wind?
Yeah. That's Dick and Rico. Dick Schultz.
Rico. Goes,
David, sit down. Yeah. Don't speak again.
Yeah.
So does he yell Beast Me whilst punching the machine?
Yeah, so the beer that's dispensed based on the idea is based solely on how hard you punch the machine.
And I
think,
yell.
I think, though, yeah, see, but I don't think he's perfected the idea of the measuring the sound, the decibels. I think it's just, you're supposed to try to correlate the two. If I'm going to punch hard, I have to yell hard. And then the beer is dispensed.
And then like, is it like a more powerful, potent beer?
No,
like
it's just more
porter
beer.
Or a...
It's more beer.
Yeah, just more beer.
Harder you punch it, the more beer is dispersed.
Hmm.
And the louder you yell Beast Me, I think that's just for pride.
Yeah.
What a bizarre thought.
Yeah, he's an idiot. That's does something he just, an idiot would
or
think
Or he's
of.
A savant.
Just sits around thinking
we were
this.
Drinking right. at the time.
Beast Me.
No. It's not his worst idea. You've heard worse ideas.
Yes. Yeah. Here, give me your money so I can put it on the roulette table.
Right.
Gone.
It's time for the National Cash Contest. Listen to the fan every hour for the keyword and your shot to put a grand in your hand. This hour, your keyword is taxi. Text taxi to 200-200 to enter. Standard text messaging and data rates may apply.
When you talk, I feel like you're an idiot.
Well, I hope you die.
Chris, you're out of here.
I'm out of here. Love you guys. Have a great weekend. And still got some dates open if you need a speaker for your event. JohnMCreasel.com. Love you guys.
Love you, brother.
Bye, Chris.
Bye. Bye, Creasel.
When we come back, we need some callers at 651-989-5326 or 1-800-320-5326. We're going to play Triangle of Death. Chris with Rock USA. What, four packs, I believe,
that's right? That's right, baby.
Four packs on the line for Rock USA. Triangle of Death right after this on The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. It's the Power Trip. About to play a fun game here.
We haven't played in a while.
It's been a while, and I'm excited about it. This is one of my favorites, and I kind of forgot about it because I'm soups old. And I expect, by the way, a sweet victory.
Man, we're not going to let them win.
No way, man. No way.
We need Perry, though. Where'd he go?
Yeah, right, Parrish?
I think he's down preparing. He's getting himself psyched up. It's a big game. You know what I mean?
How brilliant is that?
It's great.
Parrish has got his greasy sweatshirt. Is that a 5X?
Dude, I'm telling you. I know. Mine's a large. It couldn't be bigger. Oh!
Oh!
Oh! Oh! Coffee!
Catch the Yeezys!
I'll get you.
I think they're behind Corey.
Luckily, he's not near the board, or Jeff Tyler would be in here with a machete.
Yeah.
Man.
Way to go, Mark.
Who just leaves their coffee sitting on a desk?
Well, that was mine.
Sorry we're not the NHL Network. This stuff matters to us.
Right.
Ooh. 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 All right. Are we ready to do this?
Yeah.
Let's do this, shall we?
Let's play Triangle of Death.
Yes!
So we haven't played Triangle of Death in a while, but here's how you listeners out there can get involved. We're going to pull up a caller here in a second. And there's five rounds. You have to win three out of five rounds. You square off against the Power Trip Morning Show. There's four gentlemen here today. Chris Hockey, AJ Mansour, Mark Parrish, and Meat Sauce Paul Lambert. My name's Corey, but I'm not an option. How this works is you have to pick three members of the Power Trip in a row to get it wrong. So I ask a question. You go in order who you think will not get it correct. So you don't have to answer the trivia. The Power Trip does.
Sweet.
Chris, what's on the line for our winner?
Rock USA Oshkosh, Wisconsin is back July 18th through 20th in 2019. Has a great lineup. You can see acts like Disturbed and Breaking Benjamin. For more information, check out our events page at KFAN.com or go to RockUSAOshkosh.com to buy tickets. We've got your chance to win a four-pack of tickets right now. All you got to do is win this damn game.
And I said this to you guys earlier in the week. I don't know if this is going to be the hardest version of Triangle of Death or the easiest, but I think it could be either.
Interesting.
Hmm. I think you guys might struggle, but maybe you're smarter than I think. I don't know.
No chance.
I think most of you are idiots. Yeah, that's part of the problem.
Well, you've known us long enough.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you from?
It's Keith, and I'm from the Elk River.
You're from Keith. You're Keith from the Elk River.
I love the Elk River.
Hi, Keith from the Elk River.
They've got a great Harley-Davidson.
Sweet golf course as well.
Keith, do you understand how this game works?
Yep, I just listened to the rules.
Right on, sweet. So AJ, Parrish, Sauce, and Hawk are your options. Today's theme is movie roles. I give you the name of a character.
Mm.
You tell me the movie they're in.
Oh, sweet.
That's a good one.
So again, Keith, you don't have to answer. You just have to pick three people in a row to get it wrong, and you have to win three out of five rounds. Ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Round one. Ty Webb. Mm. Get three members of the Power Trip Morning Show in a row to get it wrong. Keith, who do you want first?
Sauce.
Caddyshack.
That was, hey, dude, there was,
hey, by the way, you know,
two.
You have to let me hit the button, Sauce.
Yeah,
slow
the
down.
Buttons are the best part.
Now I'm going to skip that one because that's the right answer, though.
That's right.
Ty Webb is from Caddyshack.
There were two guys that had.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, that's right. I would have got that wrong. Just so you know.
I wouldn't have known that one. Yeah.
Round one goes to the Power Trip Morning Show. Here's round two. Angelo Pappas. AJ is first.
Click bait.
Angelo Pappas is very clearly and very obviously from Fievel Goes West.
That's strike one. Who's next?
All right.
Okay. Keith, who do you want next?
Let's go Mark.
North Corner.
Angelo Pappas is clearly from The Godfather.
Strike two. This is a hard
one. Good guess.
I went deep on this one. Keith, do you want Sauce or do you want Hockey?
Let's go Hockey.
Blue Chew Chewables.
And to be clear, this is just movies, right?
Just movies.
Angelo Pappas, if I remember correctly.
It's all
right. This is a hard one.
Angelo Pappas, I do believe.
Pappas, but that's okay.
Angelo Pappas is from The Smear Method.
Oh my God. Keith wins round two.
Come
Mark, would you have known?
No.
What?
He guessed.
I guessed.
You did guess. Someone.
I guessed
Sauce,
The Godfather.
Is it Scent of a Woman?
No.
What is it?
Angelo Pappas was played by Gary Busey in.
Oh, Point Break.
Point Break.
Okay.
That's right.
Man. That would have been right.
Nobody has seen that movie as much as you have.
I love that movie.
I know. Yeah.
So 1 point for the power trip, 1 point for Keith. Here's round three. Captain James T. West. Captain James T. West. Keith, all four members back on the board. Who do you want?
Let's go with Mark.
I'm going to go Mark.
The parish was.
Parish what?
The parish was.
Pause.
Pause. Pause.
Believe. He's from New York.
That's Long Island. Will Smith in Wild Wild West.
That's right.
That is correct.
Oh, my God.
James T. West was Wild Wild West. Wow. Did you know that or just figure it out?
I actually knew that.
Oh, you knew that.
Who's seen that film?
All right, so two rounds.
In the NHL to take naps and watch movies.
Two rounds for the power trip, one round for Keith. So, Keith, you have to win the next two rounds to win.
Oh, boy. Right,
round four. Lewis Tully.
AJ.
You're going to go AJ.
And also with you.
I'm not positive on the last name, but I believe that this is the gentleman in Revenge of the Nerds.
Strike one.
Boy,
that is incorrect.
Shoot.
Lewis Tully. AJ's off the board. Keith, who do you want?
Bob.
He really hates homeless people in the Skyway.
He does. He really does. He does.
Just to make Kenneth mad. What's a freak? Great point. I'm going to go with Lewis Tully.
This is for the win.
Is from the film Sandlot.
Strike two.
Keith,
you're going to go hockey.
Well, I feel bad for you because happen to know Lewis Tully is from the film Ocean's 11.
Strike three.
Damn it.
Keith wins round four and ties it at two apiece. Parrish, would you have known?
It sounds really familiar.
Yeah.
If I give you
He's
the actor,
too much
it's
time
too.
Watching the NHL.
Yeah.
If I give
you the actor, it's too obvious. But I will. He was played by Rick Moranis.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Incorrect.
Oh, no, Ghostbusters. Oh.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Lewis Tully is Rick Moranis in Ghostbusters.
Man, this is a good game. This is a good one.
Two apiece.
Giant oat milk cream pie.
Two apiece. Yeah. Two for the power chip. Two for Keith. Round five, last but not least, Charlie Babbitt. Charlie Babbitt is round five. Name the movie with that character in it. Keith, all four members back on the board. Go for it.
Parrish.
You know, Parrish.
North Corner.
It's barely been a week. It's got to be the Mighty Ducks.
Oh, no. Come on.
Charlie Conway. Come on.
That's strike one.
You were probably in that movie.
Keith, if you can get two more, you win.
All right. I'm going to go with Sox.
You're
going to
go Sox.
He's not paying attention.
Good point.
Make
That's
America wham again.
This one sounds more familiar than Lewis Tully.
Charlie Babbitt is
Make America wham again.
Major League?
Strike two.
Wait, wrong button.
No.
Last but not least, I love when it comes down to this. If you get this right, Keith, you win. If you get this wrong, the power trip wins, and this is a walk-off win for one of the groups. It all comes down to this. Who do you want?
AJ.
You're going to go AJ.
Delete your browser history.
Charlie Babbitt is the vacuum cleaner in The Brave Little Toaster.
That is incorrect.
I think I know.
Keith, you won.
I think I know.
And Hawk thinks he knows, and you avoided Hawk. Hawk, let's see if you would have gotten it.
Is it the kid from Willy Wonka?
That's Charlie Bucket.
Ah, damn it.
Who is
Charlie Babbitt?
Charlie Babbitt.
Rain Man.
That's right. Congratulations, dude.
Thank you.
You have won. You're going to Oshkosh to see some great rock and roll bands for Rock USA. How do you feel?
Awesome.
All right, dude, stay on hold. Nicely done, Keith, from the Elk River.
That's a sweet victory on his part. That's a great game, man.
Could play
guitar, because
right?
every one of those names while. Sounded familiar.
Well, I like that angle, yeah. Kind of familiar, but maybe not top of mind. Like, Pappas is not a super common name, but if you've seen Point Break as many times as I have, no-brainer for me. I didn't know if you guys had watched Point Break.
Yeah, do you have any more?
I have a billion.
Yeah, let's play
We got another 2 minutes. Let's do it.
All right, fine, whatever.
All right, fine, whatever.
Do we have more Rock USA tickets to give away?
I don't want to play with listeners. I just want us to play.
Oh, you want you guys to play?
Yeah, we only have 2 minutes. I really don't have time to.
All right.
I don't mean to be mean, but.
All right. How about...
how do we play without a caller?
Yeah, say your name if you know it.
Oh.
Fine, let's go. Let's try this. Eli Cash.
Hawk.
Yep.
Is it Gone in 60 Seconds?
No, it's... I know who the act... It's,
Sauce has the best chance of getting this.
It's,
Maybe the only chance of getting this. Who's the actor?
Is it Will Smith?
Nope.
Okay, then never mind.
I think you have Eli mixed up with Ali when he was...
No.
If he has... Then it has to be that Dave Chappelle movie.
That's
then.
What I'm trying to think of the title, but yeah.
No, that
also wrong.
The movie where Will Smith's character is blind walking the end of the earth, I think his name is Eli in that movie. That's what I thought it was from.
Book of Eli? Is this...
That's Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington, yeah.
Eli Cash was Owen Wilson in...
Our special guest has arrived.
Royal Tenenbaums.
That's right.
Royal Tenenbaums.
That's right.
Never seen it.
Great movie.
I don't have time for
more. All right, yeah, yell out your name as quickly as possible because some of these are going to go fast.
Okay.
Nick Papagiorgio.
National Lampoon's Vegas, Las Vegas.
That's right.
I'm stopping everybody's head. Yeah. Vegas Vacation. Roy Munson.
Hawk.
Yep.
Yeah, that's...
You've been Munson. That is...
Mark.
Paul. AJ.
I can't remember the name of the movie.
Kingpin, yeah.
Sorry, I said second.
Yeah. Let Mark get his points now.
Come on! Hey!
Bud Fox.
Fantastic Mr. Hawk. Fox, or whatever that one
Hawk.
Is.
Is it Pulp Fiction? Okay.
It's an 80s
film. Really hard.
80s film.
Bud Fox. It sounds like a John Candy character, doesn't it?
Is it...
it's a Charlie Sheen role.
Oh. I was going to say Teen Wolf, but...
Oh, is it...
Is it the Hot...
Lucas.
Is it...
Hot Lucas?
Is Emilio in it?
I don't...
Emilio?
Man at Work?
Yeah, that's okay.
I was helping him. I wasn't guessing.
The one where the Russians attack. Red Kingdom.
Red Kingdom?
Red Dawn?
Yeah, Red Dawn.
He loved Anacott Steele.
Huh? Anacott
Steele. And Wall Street guys. Right. Come on, Wall Street.
Oh, jeez.
No idea.
But Travis Bickle.
That is Taxi.
That's right.
Close enough. Taxi Driver. Yeah. All right, Taxi Driver. Eric Killmonger.
That is Black Panther.
That's right.
No kidding. That's his name.
That's Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, Michael. Yeah, he's great.
There's multiple correct answers for this one, but how about David Dunn?
David Dunn. There's a bunch of sequels.
Might be important today.
It's Friday.
18th. Is it Friday?
Friday the 13th.
David Dunn is in a movie that comes out today.
Oh. Oh, so he must be the sixth, an M. Night Shyamalan Glass. Movie.
Glass counts,
Unbreakable.
Bruce Willis's character. And last but not least, one more. Helen Parr.
I know this name.
That sounds really familiar.
Helen Parr, I know this name. Helen Parr is the big butted girl on the cartoon.
Yeah,
that's right.
Big butted girl.
That thick-butted girl is the correct answer. What a butt on that girl, and she's not even real. Vikings news is next. Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
Come on, everybody. It's 7:38. It's the Power Trip Morning Show. About to go into some Vikings news. Mark Parrish is here.
Hi,
AJ's
Mark.
Here.
Hi, Hawk.
Hi, AJ.
Hello.
Corey, of course, and Sauce are here as well. And my name is Chris Hawk, and here we go. Big day. Less than an hour away from the initials game. We just got beat in our own game, which I wasn't happy about, but it's because you guys dropped the ball multiple times.
What a way to pass the buck.
Yeah, well, I don't know what to tell you.
You guys got 2 out of 5. You got Wild Wild West and Caddyshack.
Right. Hey, how was your, and I know we kind of already talked about it, but how was your time in New York this week? What do you do when you're not on the television?
New Jersey.
Sorry, my fault.
I sleep. I know you guys be shocked at that, but yeah, with the kids. I watch the NHL Network in the hotel room, and I sleep.
Yeah. What a story, Mark.
Yeah, that sounds about right,
it's
though.
It's really, really boring. But yeah, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
What city are you technically in? Newark?
Sea Caucus.
Whoa. Where?
Whoa.
Sea Caucus.
Whoa.
Oh.
That's actually how
they green name.
I said Sea Caucus, and they actually correct me. It's okay. Sea Caucus.
Emphasis on the sea.
Yeah. Yes. Not the middle part of them.
Sauce, where would you put the emphasis on?
I would have put the emphasis on the part. What?
You dumb son of a bitch!
I just want to yell that because Abbott would have got mad.
That's true. Let's do Vikings news.
It's time for Vikings news.
Hi.
Touchdown! Presented by
Radco. Yeah, that's right.
Vikings news. There isn't any.
None. Not a thing. Not much. I can't imagine having to do an entire hour about
it. Yeah, man. None.
Wow.
I'm serious. I feel bad.
I mean, no. There's none.
Yeah, but there is football.
There is football news because, of course, we're down to the Final Four, the conference championship games. The top four scoring teams in the league are still alive. The Los Angeles Rams of Anaheim are at the New Orleans Saints at 2:05 on Sunday. Then the New England Patriots take on the Kansas City Chiefs in what is consistently now being called a very mild kind of climate on Sunday, right? Because it was supposed to be a disaster. Arctic blast.
Yeah.
Maybe the coldest game in Arrowhead history. It was, this is going to be a nightmare. Doesn't matter if you're Brady or Mahomes. This is going to suck. It's going to be windy, cold, wet, icy, the whole bit. Now it's supposed to be between 27 and 22. Maybe a little bit of wind. Maybe a little bit of precipitation. But otherwise, it's supposed to be bad, but not awful. So, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? The Chiefs are 3-point favorites. They're -160 on the money line. The over-under is 56. Think about this. You can get the Patriots in a AFC championship game at +140.
Yeah.
If you had that every game for the last 20 years, you'd be doing probably pretty well.
Yep. Mm.
+140 on the money line.
Mm. Mm.
What side are we on, Chiefs or Patriots?
Just straight up, and not putting any money on it, just telling you what I think, I'm going to go Patriots.
I'm going to go Chiefs because of what Ben Lieber said, how he thinks that Pat Mahomes is unflappable and the pressure doesn't get to him. And
they played earlier this year, right?
Yeah.
And where was that
game? That's one.
They did win, but where was that game?
Was it in New England?
I think that was in Foxborough, yeah.
Foxborough?
I think so.
I think I'm going to go the Chiefs this time, too.
I'm going to Chiefs because I'm just tired of Patriots.
Same.
Do so many different.
And Grandma Mary so loves the Chiefs, ways. So I'm going Chiefs.
They lost Matt at New England 43-40. So the Patriots
won.
Wow,
43-40? And that was in New England.
Yeah. The Patriots are a great team. Obviously, they've won 8 straight AFC championship games. They're
great division.
That's not right.
What's the stat?
They've made 8 straight.
Sorry, yes, that. But they beat a very tired and run down Chargers team last week. They put up a fight that the Chargers looked awful.
Well, did you hear when
drive.
they announced they did the team announcements for the defense? This is the song they came out to.
No. Oh wow.
They were so tired and so run down. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, at quarterback, Mr. Philip Reavers.
Who? Didn't he get fired?
Subway.
Doesn't he do a dumb beer show?
No. He's the quarterback.
Where are all of our Flossy Dicky sound bites?
She's dead.
Whoa.
She is, actually.
Yeah, she did.
I am tired.
That's the one I'm looking for. I am tired. Where the hell is that button?
I don't know. I'm looking.
Where do things go?
To hell.
Abbott.
Same thing.
Abbott doesn't think we're funny.
Oh, duh.
Did he respond to your email yet?
I've had enough of
you. Not a thing.
You sour old hag.
He is a sour old hag.
Who is Abbott?
Abbott.
Yeah.
Look under... look on my Mark Weber page.
Abbott's a slut? They're all right
there. Yeah, why wouldn't Flossy Dicky be on your Lieutenant Mark Weber page?
I knew where it was.
I am tired.
Oh, it's okay, whoever plays linebacker for the Chargers.
Mr. Reavers.
Take a nap many times as I can.
Yeah, that's in the Parrish. Second quarter. He took a nap in the second quarter.
That's Parrish when he does the NHL Network.
And during initials.
And does it bother you at all?
Not a bit.
Not one bit.
Not one bit. I wish I had gotten drunk with that lady before she died.
Would you?
Yeah, you and me both.
Not now.
It's 10 years ago.
It's 10 years ago now?
Never mind. All right, forget Vegas odds. Just in your own opinion.
Yes.
Rank the four teams in terms of their likelihood of winning the Super Bowl, in your opinion. Paul, you go first.
I'm going to go Saints, Chiefs, Patriots, Rams.
AJ.
I'm going to go Saints, Chiefs, Rams, Patriots.
Ooh, you get the Patriots dead last. Mark Parrish.
Yeah, Saints, Chiefs, Patriots, Rams.
Hawk.
I go Saints, Patriots, Rams, Chiefs.
You get the Chiefs last?
I do.
Oof.
I do.
You got core.
I get the Saints first, and clearly I'm cheering for them as well because I got $300 on the line if they win. But I'd say the Saints first, Chiefs second, Patriots third, Rams fourth.
Does anybody have more than one team left in your bet?
No,
we all have one. Rosie has the Chiefs, Lieber has the Patriots, I have the Rams, and Corey has the Saints.
Mm-hmm. And the Crabs.
He does have the Crabs.
Yeah, he does.
He got them from Gordy.
The Crabs.
The.
Gordy Howe?
The Crabs.
Crabs.
Hey. Ooh. Proud of you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only Gordy
I think Crabs.
Of. Well, actually, I do know another Gordy. I did.
Who gave it to you? Yeah. Yeah, he did.
And he was enthusiastic to admit that, too. Yes, I did.
It was the first time it came out that way.
I'm so happy you asked.
He didn't know, right? Like it's a publisher's clearinghouse.
That's me.
Deny. Admit.
Dude, I was trying to remember my friend Gordy's last name, and I just reacted with that thing.
That has to be the podcast. Hawk had crap score. I did. And you didn't know how you got him, right?
No clue. No clue. It could have been one of many skanks.
It's a Maury Povich episode waiting to happen.
Oh, my gosh.
When it comes to the crabs,
wrong.
Chris Hockey, you... I did! Surprise!
You got this all wrong!
I'm so excited.
It's like the Chris Farley bit. You got this all wrong. I don't care who gave him to me. I just want to admit I'm the only one who was happy to get him.
Oh, goodness. Hey, look at that. Finally.
Ish.
Hey,
I did!
Just so you guys know, Saturday Night Live is live this weekend, and it's Rachel Brosnahan.
Who? From the marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Oh, has anyone watched that?
It's no. The first season was really, really good.
Really good.
My mom really good. Loves it.
Nothing like you would think it would be. I'm telling you, I had no idea. I just watched it because remember when it won like a Golden Globe last year?
Yeah,
yeah. And I was like, I've never heard of that show, and I pay for Amazon Prime. Yeah. I'm going to watch it.
You won't?
Yeah. Really good. And Greta Van Fleet continues to deny they are a Led Zeppelin cover band.
Okay.
Nobody buys it.
No
two
one.
Things. So this is, I love Zeppelin. I like Zeppelin, right? It's not like I own all of their albums and worship. I just think, obviously, a ton of respect. Band? Greta Van Fleet does nothing for me. I don't get it.
Really?
Because clearly they are a ripoff. They're a Led Zeppelin ripoff.
Giant ripoff.
100%. And... This is about the only song that I like. And even this one's just, it's okay.
This is a Zeppelin song.
This is Greta Van Fleet. This is,
yeah.
It's that same Jimmy Page guitar.
It's even more Robert Plant in a second.
Yeah.
Come on. I know. It could not be more.
First time I heard it, I thought it was Zeppelin too.
Everybody does.
And again, I'm telling you, and I don't know, I guess I am... This is secondhand knowledge, but if it is true that they continue to deny that they are not influenced by Led Zeppelin, that makes me not like them.
Who cares?
Yeah, yeah, right. Of course we're fans of Led Zeppelin. Listen to us. That's what I would say.
Turn it up
for
a second. I've never heard this song before. I don't listen to anything that would play them. They won't admit it?
No.
That's the rumor. I've never talked to him.
No offense, Hockey. This sounds like a band that, hey, guess who's at the Medina Ballroom? Yeah. It's Led Zeppelin cover band.
Yeah, right.
Like the greatest Led Zeppelin cover band ever.
Yeah. Right.
So I saw a YouTube video of them. It was like an hour set, and I didn't watch all of it, but they opened with this. It was a live concert. Crowd was gigantic. Place was going nuts. The crowd was into it, right?
Yeah, right.
They opened with this, and I'm like, all right, I can get into this. I didn't like any of the rest of the songs. And afterwards, a lot of it was much slower, and the crowd seemed to lose steam pretty quickly. When they do the fast-paced stuff and it sounds like Zeppelin, I get it. It just doesn't do much for me, but I get why other people like it. But, man, they were losing the crowd, and they definitely lost me when they slowed it down.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Even the fact that he uses the word mama just sounds like something
Plant
would say.
Well, and they did the scream.
Yeah.
I mean,
Everything's identical.
It's got that same hard bottom drum.
Yeah, the drum sound is exactly like...
Come on!
Even the snare sound is exactly... And again, I love the way this sounds because I like Zeppelin.
I'm 100% with you. I think they're awesome.
Remind me, because I didn't live through this. Who was the one in the 80s that did the same thing? It was like they were emulating...
Kingdom Come.
Yes, thank you. And they denied... sounding like who again? Tell me this whole
story. That's exactly right.
Zeppelin, right?
Oh, that was Zeppelin as well?
There was Zeppelin as well,
Okay, gotcha. That's,
yeah, right.
And they said the same thing. They're like, no, we're not doing that. We're just our own band.
I mean, I can say them saying, like, we're not trying to be Led Zeppelin, but at the same time, like, yeah, obviously we're influenced or we understand we sound exactly like them at least or something. I mean, acknowledge it somehow.
Didn't Philip Phillips even say he's a huge Dave Matthews fan?
He's the biggest Dave Matthews fan. He loves him.
Is Dave Matthews.
Yeah. Right.
So did the Kingdom Come band ever come clean and say, 10 years later, we were?
I don't think so, no.
They're not a thing anymore, are they?
No. Not as far as
Have you seen them?
Yeah, a couple times,
Why won't Pink Floyd just admit they did The Dark Side of the Moon, A Wizard of Oz? Why won't they just admit it? It's genius.
It is.
They denied it forever.
I still can't imagine how difficult it would be to actually do that.
They did it, though.
It'd be so easier to do it than to accidentally have it work out so perfectly.
Right. Got it so many times.
That's a great way to say it.
That album, as I've always said, if you see your teenage son or daughter with that album, they're smoking pot.
Unless you're me. I might have been the only kid that wasn't.
Oh, this is me too, man.
Yeah. Me neither.
Yeah. 0-3. Nice theory, Paul.
You said smoking, right? You said smoking pot?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, well then, you're right, Parrish.
If I were... To present a case on that...
Yeah.
Would be example A.
I don't know what he said.
I don't either.
I don't either. Doesn't matter.
Theater of the mind.
Can you, like, shut up?
What's going on during this scene?
This is
exactly
happens,
when it changes into color.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So this is, as soon as she steps out from black and white to color, and it was unbelievably expensive back in the day to switch to color. They were the first movie to ever do it. That's when this song kicks.
I've never, it is on YouTube.
Oh, for sure it is.
Find it out.
That's where I've seen it.
I've never done that.
It's more so lyrics, man. There are lyrics that
I know a lot about.
There are lyrics that are nonsense unless you're watching Wizard of Oz and they match.
Well, isn't the what's the crazy something in the sky and that's when the witch shows up and then somebody
on the lunatic on the grass is when the scarecrow's flopping around when he falls off.
Yeah.
You know, again, I think
we
I can understand
it.
Why
it's
they...
It's great. I've done it a billion times.
Yeah.
I hope that one of them, like, in their will...
Yes, admits
says,
it.
Says, we did it. Because maybe they're not saying it because they don't want to get sued by the people who own The Wizard of Oz or something like that.
I don't know.
I don't think... maybe.
It's got to be... Wizard of Oz has got to be pretty close to coming up on public rights or whatever. Yeah, 100 years after.
Right. Well, it's 1939.
39,
right?
So we got, 20 more years.
Yeah.
Scary to think that's almost 100 years.
I hope I lived
and two
to hear
things,
him say
by the
it.
Way, the genius of doing it, even if you're sober, Paul, is if you haven't ever been exposed to Dark Side of the Moon, if you've never, AJ, have you ever listened to Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd?
Oh, is that what this is?
Yeah.
Sorry. Only with, like, on YouTube with a.
If you listen to Dark Side for the first time while you're watching Wizard of Oz, it's an incredible album. It's so good. And I would have never listened to it if I hadn't done the Wizard of Oz thing in high school.
As Hockey always says, this is the ultimate album to listen to on a nice pair of headphones.
Yeah, man.
Because of, like, this stuff, and it's just... I mean, how about how it starts at, like... Isn't it, like, 30 seconds of silence?
It's this. It starts with...
I'm watching it right now. You're hearing sync up right now.
It starts with the heartbeat and ends with the heartbeat, which is even more clues that they want you to loop the album... Because it starts and finishes with the same act of beating hearts.
If I still smoked the sweet Chiba, I would probably do this.
So, like,
today.
2 weeks ago?
No, I haven't smoked weed in at least
a month.
If
6 minutes.
This would be a difficult task to write and record and produce and do a record like this today with all modern equipment. I can't imagine
how difficult it would have been
to do this back then. And by the way, they're great songs.
They're all great songs, dude.
Oh, how good is this album, Perry?
One of the trippiest ones, and I know I've said this every time we've ever brought this up, one of the trippiest moments, because this whole album is loaded with these little weird sound effects like this. When it syncs up, when Dorothy's got her back to that giant haystack, it sounds like a helicopter's going over the sky.
Yeah.
And her eyes follow it. It looks like her eyes are following it.
I have goosebumps, man.
It's the coolest. I can't imagine doing it high. It's awesome when you're sober. I still think we should do it as a power trip.
Yeah, I'm in.
Rent out a theater or just... It's hard not to want to geek out, though, and tell your friends, like, look at that.
Right. Well, yeah, but you could, because we've all seen the movie a thousand.
Yeah, it's not like you're ruining the movie, but...
Yeah. No.
Plus, we'd have to have a couple of cocktails beforehand.
Yeah.
You in, Perry?
Duh.
Okay.
Dorothy's running right now with the doggy. Here comes Toto.
Hawk, the Wicked Witch of the West, would you?
Out of respect. Yeah, but she'd probably...
Give you crabs again?
No, but...
Think about that. That's Liza Minnelli's mom, Dorothy.
She can't get wet.
Minnesota girl, too.
Oh, my God! Christopher Allen!
Or she won't burst into flames and die.
Christopher Allen Hawkey!
You know what I mean? You pour water on her, and she disappears.
If you only had a brain, Chris, you would not have said that. Fan 5 is next, the Power Trip Morning Show.
Wicked Witch on her bicycle came into view, all the bells went off.
Yeah.
Ding.
And
like Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead, you know?
When they land, all the clocks go off in time, right? When she lands in...
No, that's what I was just... No, that just happened when the witch came in.
I think it also happens... Okay.
No, money starts when they first land in Oz.
Okay.
That's when she walks out to color.
Bow. So we're watching...
it's awesome.
Or I'm watching The Dark Side of the Moon and Wizard of Oz. Here's the other thing that makes me think that it had to be done on purpose. There's no way somebody just accidentally came across this. The odds of that happening are astronomical. Somebody had to tell somebody, hey, guess what we did?
Right, it's a whisper.
Yeah, right.
It's almost one of those, like, please start this rumor.
And the lyrics...
Don't tell anybody that we told you.
The lyrics that Corey just brought up when he and I were talking about it are unbelievable.
Yeah, there's lyrics that make no sense unless they fit the scene.
Yeah, so right now, they just took Toto and put him in the Wicked Witch's basket.
And Rosie laughed.
And Dorothy just ran out of the room. And Aunt May, or whatever her name is like, you're a giant B-word.
Would you?
You're taking the
Aunt
dog.
May.
And I hope you're not taking that jar of peanut butter, too.
Hey, let's see if our movie guy cares. Mr. Z. Hi, Mr. Z.
I bet he hates Pink Floyd.
Do you care about The Wizard of Oz / Dark Side of the Moon?
You know how sometimes, as a skeptic, you just, like, you kind of let people, you don't want to bust everyone's bubble all the time.
Right.
You know? So you're always being negative. So maybe I should just let the fantasy continue.
So, why? Don't think it's true? You can debunk it.
Oh, there's 0.000001% chance that it's true.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
I just don't understand how it's mathematically possible.
And why do
there's
you say
so
that?
Many coincidences.
Well, I don't know. Like, first of all, Dark Side of the Moon was made in, what, 72?
Yeah.
Long before anyone had home copies of Wizard of Oz, so they had to have done it in a theater somehow. On top of that, the songs were all written at different times. You know, Chris, you know the music. I mean, they didn't just sit down and write them in order. They were all written by different members of the band, and they were sometimes written for previous albums that were then held out and, you know, used on the next album. There's producers involved. This isn't anything new, but the human brain has an absolute necessity to require to make things match up together. It's just built into our brain. You could sit down, and if you really tried, you could, and people have done it, you can do the same thing with Sound of Music, probably, in this album. So.
You're no fun!
Yeah! Burn in hell, Corey Jr.!
See what it's like to work with you, Corey?
Man!
You see?
Take that, Corey!
You slut!
I don't care what your facts are. I want my beliefs.
Yeah, it's like going to church with you, Corey.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right. It absolutely was made for to match up. So.
All I can say is this, as a guy that is also a skeptic.
Yes, I know you are.
I couldn't believe how many coincidences there are.
I agree with you.
It's mathematically mind-blowing that it works out so often.
Sure.
And not where you're... Clearly, out of the 100, remember, the first assignment I was ever given on the Power Trip Morning Show as an intern 17 years ago was to go home because Star and Hawk were like, are you sure? And they gave me the assignment. I went home and I did it again and wrote down everything I could find. And out of the 100 or so that I found, were there probably 10 or 15? I'm like, yeah, that's pretty close. Sure. But there are so many that are unbelievably surface level that you can't believe that it overlaps.
The long, drawn out, like... let's call it intermissions, where it's just sound effects, like for random periods of time, a minute and 39 seconds rather than a minute and 30 or whatever. That's what I think got me when I was watching with Chris over there the most is, why, albums have that, but they don't have it for that long unless there's a purpose.
Right.
Yeah, this is also smack dab in the middle of the psychedelic era as well, though.
Again, there wouldn't be any reason to do it and not... It didn't come out until the 90s. That's when, basically, I believe that this first was discovered. I mean, the Dark Side of the Moon had been a top-selling album. Like, we all know it's record-setting sales. There'd be no reason to suddenly, like, this wouldn't be a PR stunt because they would have used it in 1970. You know, first, it's almost impossible for it to have happened.
I'm so mad that we even had you on
there. Yeah, I know. But no, you know what? I'm lying. I'm teasing because I'm just I'm negative Nancy here. It actually probably is true.
Well, let's see if you can flip to optimism because the reviews on Glass are pretty bad. They're saying that this was not worth the wait, that the Unbreakable sequel that we were waiting for forever is now, of course, a trilogy because Split was the one that was ended up being in the middle. But Glass concludes this trilogy between Unbreakable, Split, and now Glass. Talk about M. Night Shyamalan's third film in this trilogy.
You know, Glass is way more like Unbreakable than Split. A lot of people like Split. Maybe it was M. Night's... He had to reserve himself from doing a lot of twists because he wanted to save his twist for the end of Split. So what I've found is that if you're a fan of Unbreakable and the whole theory behind who Mr. Glass is and what his intention was for causing the train crashes and things like that, that if you're into that part of it, then Glass is a must-see. But if you just enjoyed Split because it was a cool movie and it was exciting and, you know, and McAvoy's a great actor, those people, I think, are coming away a little disappointed because it goes way deep into kind of the universe of Glass, and there's a little more talking in it than in Split.
Gotcha.
So if you're a fan, it's good. If you're a fan of the two, you have to see it. But if you thought Unbreakable was just okay, then I would say the same with this.
Got it. How's it going to do?
Well, it's projected to do about $50 million. Originally, they were at 60 or 70. It started at 40, went up to 70, and now we're settling somewhere around $50 million probably.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Z, for ruining everybody's day. Appreciate it.
Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Can I just tell you, I'm continuing to watch this. I don't care what you guys do.
Right.
He's saying home, home again, right as
exactly
the carnival barker guy who ends up being the Wizard of Oz told her,
spoiler alert,
you ran away from home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As he's saying that to her, he's singing home again. And as soon as she opens the door and walks out of his shaggin' wagon, the song ends.
Yeah, the original Bang Bus.
Yeah. I mean, that if it's by chance, it's a miracle.
Yes.
It's winning the Powerball.
And right now,
what just happened?
The tornado's hitting right now.
This is just my opinion, but I think Mr. Z dated a gal that was super into this and he isn't over yet, so he just...
Right now, the tornado's hitting. Everybody's scrambling to get into the storm shelter. And Aunt May is...
As Pink Floyd has somebody randomly screaming, right?
Aunt May is from Spider-Man.
That's Auntie M.
Whatever. I'm telling you. Everybody, she's screaming.
So it's about to go black here. The screen is about to go black and they're going to go.
Does it ever go back?
Wow.
You are fire hard.
You are. I'm voting hockey in six.
He's all sorts of wound up.
16? So she's fighting. Dorothy's still fighting, trying to get into the shelter. And they're like, screw you, B-word.
That's what they said? Yeah,
this YouTube video with the spinning pink.
I know. I know. We said the same thing.
Yeah, they got to get rid of that.
So now she's in the house. She's about to get hit in the head.
What a great
Come
album.
On! As soon as she lost consciousness, the song changed.
And the tempo, and it does that the whole movie. They change tempos based on what's happening in the film.
I know I speak for a small minority of us, but if you were just baked on grass.
You've said that 94 times.
This would be sweet.
Yeah, much like a lot of the people from the movie Half-Baked, give me something that wouldn't be better. Called. On weed. Right, don't you love everything on weed? Isn't that the whole point? Isn't that why you smoked it for 15 years straight?
It's way more than that.
Okay. Right, now she's basically knocked unconscious, right? Or mostly unconscious.
Yeah. And
she's tripping balls, looking out the window. And there's
Aunt May. I love that he calls her that.
Should we let this ride until money kicks in here in a second or what?
You have to get to that point, right?
There's two idiots on a boat. Get out of the boat.
Yeah, riveting radio right now.
Yeah.
Wizard of Oz play-by-play.
Oh, no! Oh. Screensaver! There we go.
Man,
so Judy Garland was so pretty.
Yeah, she really was.
Jeez.
Ah, I hated this part as a kid.
There's the lady on the bicycle.
Why? Because she's doing a bike and it's exercise?
No, she probably got it out of my garage.
There's no seat on that bicycle.
No, that part. I hate the Wicked Witch of the West.
She just changed into the witch.
She's Hulk.
Cash contest.
Cash contest.
Go.
Hurry.
Fast. Text the word ball to 200-200. That's ball to 200-200.
For what?
Is that really the word?
Apply for a grand in your hand. Ball.
All right. The house is falling to Oz. Almost said Earth, but not technically.
Oh, my God.
It's almost falling. It's almost there. It just landed. She's waking up with a hangover, it looks like.
Yeah. With the dog still under her arm.
The dog's still under her arm. Dog's like, would you please set me
down?
Is
that dog still with us?
She's opening the door momentarily.
No.
Now that dog's named Weezer.
Okay, she just opened the door.
This is unbelievable.
She's walking through the rooms.
The song ended.
Come on, the door's going to open in three.
Come on.
Two. And here we go. Three, two.
Come on!
See, exactly when it goes to color.
That's unbelievable.
Come on!
It's the greatest.
There's no way. That's just chance.
No.
How much time are we into this?
10 minutes?
Or more than that,
it's probably. It's all 19 minutes and 15 seconds.
It's all predicated on starting the CD at the right time.
Yeah, but correct. After the third roar, you hit play.
It's the best. Initials is next. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
Hey, I know your home is your most significant asset, and your welcome back, Power Trippers. It's 8:18 on Friday, and you know what that means. It's time for the initials, ladies and gentlemen. The initials game.
It's time to play initials on the Power Trip, presented by Mount.
Hey, thanks, Mountain Dew. We got a bunch of game fuel here in the main studio, thanks to our friends at Mountain Dew.
Where's mine?
Right here.
Yeah, right here.
What flavor you like?
Come get one of these. How about just from there?
Because
you don't have good vision.
Well.
Just what color can do you want? You get yellow, blue, green, red.
Four flavors available in 16-ounce, no-slip, resealable cans. And grab one today.
Oh, yeah, I'll take the red one. I'll be right there.
Mountain Dew.
Abbott's mad at me.
Of course he is. You blew it.
We play initials every Friday in the Power Trip Morning Show, and it goes like this. I have 12 items. They can be people, places, things, phrases.
Thank you. Good
guy.
Anything,
good but guy. They share the same initials, and these four gentlemen do not know the initials until I reveal them here in a second. Each item has six clues. I start reading clues. As soon as they know who or what I'm describing, they yell out their name. Their name is their buzzer. If they get it right, they get a point. If they get it wrong, they're out for the remainder of just that item. We play best out of 12, and the all-time record is 9, held by Meat Sauce and the all-time wins leader, who quietly last week got to 80
career victories. Two overtime wins this year so far for AJ. AJ has 80 wins. Hi, AJ.
Hey, Corey. If I win again today, y'all can head over to the Rival House in St. Paul, get a free beer and a $3 initials appetizer just for telling your server that AJ won. And I'll apologize in advance right now, not for anything for Rival House, Rival House Wales. I don't know what's going on with the internet over here, but the live stream video cam isn't going to be up today. I don't know why.
Blame Manis. Going to have to listen to the show.
Jeff Manis's fault. So.
Yeah, way to go, Jeff. Three games back now. AJ's starting to pull away with these two wins in a row.
Is this childproof?
Three wins back. 77 wins for Sauce.
If I win, you will receive a beverage of choice from any of the Irish Born Hospitality's restaurants, Lola's Lake House, Jake O'Connor's, O'Donovan's, and of course, McKinney Road. Just say meat sauce, one initials to your server today through Sunday.
With 52 career victories.
That's good.
Oh, no.
Not even close.
Is the fans Chris Hockey.
Man, this is really good. What flavor did I get here?
You got the red one.
Cherry something.
Oh, lucky.
Charge Cherry Burst. Thank
Hawk,
you,
what happens
Dew.
If you win?
Thanks, Mountain Dew.
Radco is your truck accessory pro store. You'll get 10% off your online order all weekend long at radco.com if I win, and I'm gonna. Let's do this!
17 victories for the fans, Mark Parrish.
Hi.
Hi.
If you want to sponsor Mark Parrish, call here at iHeart.
Reach out.
You'll never have to pay up all kinds of airtime.
Wow. He's only won 17 times. He's been playing for 15 years.
Oh, bitch.
Cherry sad.
You have to pronounce the answers correctly. Yep. Yell out your name loudly and clearly. You guys don't like vowels.
No.
Son of a...
You definitely don't like double vowels.
Oh, come on.
Double D. Double D.
Oh, no.
That is vowels definitely...
Even I know that.
The initials today. A-I.
Oh, Jesus.
A-I. Item one of A-I.
Clue number one.
Is a 1999 song by the Cranberries.
Clue number two.
This includes a fixed action pattern.
Paul?
Okay.
Artificial intelligence?
You are out for the remainder of item one.
Thanks, baby cakes.
Welcome.
Clue number three.
It involves reflexes.
Clue number four.
This often kicks in.
Clue number five.
This includes an inherent inclination.
Hawk. Yep. Animal instinct.
That's right.
Oh, nice, Hawk.
I couldn't think of the first word.
Oh, that's close.
But you know when you figured it out is when your animal instinct kicked
that's
in.
That's exactly right. Thank you.
Those are good.
Good guys.
Woo, good guy.
Hawk leads 1-0. Here's item two of AI.
Clue number one.
This is a legal term.
Clue number two.
It deals with implied warranties.
Clue number three.
Some people consider this the classic buyer beware.
Hawk.
Hawk.
As is.
That's right.
Oh, ooh. Man.
Oh.
Is that you? Hawk. Is that what you're going to say?
Nope.
As is.
Hawk. Nope.
Hogsley's on fire.
Hawk. Good guys.
Let's
good
guys. Quick. I have
good Lord.
Deuce. What did you just say?
I have to deuce.
Which is funny because, you know, Mark and I have listened to so many previous games of initials on the iHeartRadio app. About half the time,
yep.
Paul says, hurry up, I have to poop. This is just the time of the day where your bowels say, I'm done.
I think he gets like, nervous during competition.
My brain says it at 5:35.
Hawk leads 2-0. You're on pace for 12, Chris.
I am, yes I am.
Here's item three of AI.
Clue number one.
George Washington Carver was the first black student at its major university.
Clue number two.
Often connected to political appearances and events because it's located in a battleground state.
Clue number three.
In 2010, CNN Money ranked this the 9th best place to live in America.
AJ.
Yep. Five.
Ames, Iowa?
That's right.
Whoa, no kidding. Wow.
I have family there. There's no way that can be right.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
There's no way.
There's probably listeners at Ames, Iowa. Tell them that it sucks.
Hey, AJ.
Tell Fred Hoiberg it sucks.
When you rang in, you weren't thinking Ames, Iowa, were you?
No, I was.
You were. Okay.
I increasingly came to doubt myself.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
If Fred Hoiberg is listening, we love you.
Yes, and come back home.
If Ryan Saunders is the coach, that's fine. But if not, please come home.
I want you.
Hawk has two. AJ got Ames, Iowa. AJ has one. Here's item four of AI.
Clue number one.
Appeared in 2016's Passengers.
Clue number two.
Appeared in 2015's Chappie.
AJ.
Hawk.
Damn AJ it. Was first.
Artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
That's right.
Damn it.
Fun list, eh? Us?
Shoot.
I told you it was going to be a frustrating list. And it gets even more frustrating, I think. We'll see. Hawk and AJ tied at two apiece. Here's item five of AI.
Clue number one.
Belgian Gerard Blitz originated the model in 1950.
Clue number two.
It's often found in warmer climates.
Clue number three.
It is sometimes connected to some weddings.
Clue number four.
Often includes gratuity.
Clue number five.
It's connected to lodging, meals, drinks, and more. Final clue.
Clue number six.
This is a resort that charges... AJ.
All-inclusive.
That's right.
Damn it! AJ, stop it!
All-inclusive.
I literally have... I have nothing.
AJ, with three straight, he takes a 3-2 lead over Hawk. Parrish and Sauce yet to score.
God.
They're like the Wild last night.
Rose.
I'm emotional from the trade still.
And probably Tim Tebow.
Nino.
Here's item six of AI.
Clue number one.
This is used to display disbelief.
Clue number two.
Also gives a possible explanation.
Clue number three.
This is connected to share.
Clue number four.
This frequently appeared in a 1995 Paul Rudd film.
Clue number five.
This is synonymous with yeah, right.
AJ.
Yep.
As if.
That's right.
Come on. Oh, dude. My God.
Dude. As if.
Dude. What 95 film is Paul Rudd in?
Clueless.
Oh, was he in that?
Mm-hmm.
No kidding.
Is he the brother?
He plays like the love interest of Alicia Silverstone.
Wow, that must
who
have
played Cher.
Been the first time I
Cher,
didn't know.
You threw everybody.
Yeah, he was a nobody at that point. That was I would assume one of his first bigger roles.
As if.
Boy, oh boy! Come on, guys! Come on,
this
good
is
guys!
Over, man.
Come on,
no, it's
four
not.
Straight.
No, it's not. Come
has
on.
Four. Hawk has two. We have six items to go, so it's still mathematically anyone's game. Here's item seven of AI.
Clue number one.
Was sentenced to 15 years for a bowling alley.
Paul.
Yep.
Shoot.
Allen
yep.
Iverson.
That's right.
And that's the only one I
had. I didn't know how to get through it with yeah. I mean, obviously, yeah, AI is the obvious one, but I thought maybe you guys hadn't heard that he went.
Yeah.
Technically, sentenced
throw a
15
bowling ball?
Years. He only did 4 months, I guess.
He threw 15 the bowling years. Ball, right?
Don't know.
I think so.
He
Man,
threw
I
a bowling ball so and got I bet there 4 some months fun clues. Or 15 yeah. years. What?
My favorite clue was. Well, actually, two and three are great, and I didn't get to use either one of them. Clue two is famously turned down Jesus.
What?
He turned down the chance to be Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Oh.
I just wanted to word it.
That should have been the first clue.
That he famously turned down Jesus. And then number three was, and I didn't know this either, AI was once banned from Bally's at Atlantic City for peeing in a trash can.
Meat sauce!
Probably should have led with one of those. Maybe would you have still guessed AI for that one or not?
Hell no.
Well, I was going to guess Allen Iverson
no matter
the rest
what.
Of the way.
Okay.
Because I have nothing else.
Sauce
so
is
done.
On the board, though.
Done.
AJ yeah, has four. One. Hawk has two. Sauce has one. Here's item eight of AI.
Clue number one.
Produced the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress in 2007.
Clue number two.
Connected to Sunday Night Football.
Clue number three.
Connected to Fantasia.
Clue number four.
Connected to Queen.
Hawk.
Yep.
American Idol.
That's right.
Oh, I was wrong again.
Should we go through those and see if you can get them all?
Yeah, I don't get it.
The Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress in 2007 was?
From Chicago. What's
close.
Her name?
Dreamgirls.
Dreamgirls.
What
is her name?
I'll help you. Jennifer Hudson.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So good.
Sunday Night Football.
Carrie Underwood.
Yep. Fantasia was just Fantasia Barrino, but nobody probably Disney, calls her by her full name. And then, of course, you got Adam Lambert and Queen.
I was going to say animation. Oh,
that's great, dude.
That was really good.
Yeah. Well, Hawk, back in this. AJ has four.
Come on, guys.
Hawk has three.
I'm so bad.
Sock has one. Parrish has to run the table. He needs the last four.
Yeah, I've been super close the whole time, so I'm feeling confident.
Item nine of AI.
Clue number one.
Connected to Ricky Martin in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Clue number two.
Connected to MSNBC's Chris Hayes.
Clue number three.
This is an act and a decision.
AJ.
Yep.
All in.
That's right.
Normally, after I say that, I'm on the way to the car.
This is unbelievable.
How did you get all in?
I was sitting on it, and it just seemed to fit.
What? Wow. Ricky.
All in is the name of his Vegas residency, and Chris Hayes' MSNBC show is called All In with Chris Hayes.
Wow. Dude, you
AJ
are on fire.
AJ mathematically eliminates Mark Parrish, but keep playing, Pear Bear.
That is impossible.
What, you think warm. I haven't been trying before?
Hawk has three.
Always warm.
Sauce also mathematically eliminated, but Hawk needs to hold on here because if AJ gets any of the remaining three, then he locks up the victory. Here's item 10 of AI.
Clue number one.
Often connected to a bank.
Clue number two.
Often connected to turkeys, pigs, sheep, horses, dogs, cattle, honeybees, and more.
Clue number three.
This is often expensive and can be invasive.
Clue number four.
Involves a donor.
Clue number five.
This does not include intercourse. Final clue.
Clue number six.
AJ.
Mark.
AJ was first because you go, and then AJ and then Mark. So AJ's first.
Airborne illness.
You are out. Mark, you still want in or not? For now, let's move on because you technically haven't run in yet.
Clue number six.
This is common in animal breeding and human pregnancy.
Hawk.
Artificial insemination.
Stupid.
I had the insemination first.
Of course you did. You've done it twice. You have kids. AJ
automatic.
AJ with five. Hawk stays
Atta
in.
Boy, Hawk
is one
come on,
back.
Man. Come on, guys.
Sauce and Parrish playing spoiler.
How many do we have left?
Two.
All right.
But again, if AJ gets either of the last two, he locks it up. So you got to run it pretty clean here.
Yep.
Item 11 of AI.
Stupid. Clue number one.
Connected to George W. Bush.
Clue number two.
Connected to the war in Iraq.
Clue number three.
Won a Grammy in 2005.
AJ.
For the win.
American Idiot.
Don't want to be an American!
Son of a bitch!
AJ walks off with the win.
Nice job,
American
AJ.
American Idiot is the correct answer.
Man, I gave you everything I had.
Woo! All right.
So did I.
AJ locks up the victory, but let's play this thing out for our friends at Mountain Dew because AJ has a chance at seven here. I had the insemination. Here's number 12 of AI.
Clue number one.
Appeared in a 2002 M. Night Shyamalan film.
Clue number two.
Appeared in 2012's The Avengers.
Clue number three.
Appeared in 2016's Arrival.
Clue number four.
Appeared in 1997's Men in Black.
AJ.
Alien Invasion.
Unbelievable. Right. AJ had seven. Dude. Domination. Dude. Today. If you guessed AJ and seven on Twitter, you are eligible for a $100 Visa gift card. Thanks to our friends at Mountain Dew. AJ has won all three games so far in 2019. And AJ, what can the fans do this weekend?
They can head over to the Rival House, get a free tap beer and a $3 initials appetizer. And on your way, Chris Hockey, they can listen to the new Switchfoot album that came out today called Native Tongues.
Did it come out
today?
You can
play that song. Came out today. Yeah, yes, it did.
Right, man, I think that one's in the system. Dominant. I told you that was a weird list, right? Wasn't that all with as if?
Yeah.
Artificial insemination. I couldn't wait for somebody to guess that.
Man, oh man, dude. That was really dominant. Something. Oh, son of a B word.
And I said airborne illness.
You did.
Sauce, what has happened, buddy?
I thought you had
man,
that.
Man, I don't know. He's just really, really good.
Used to be the dominator.
Can I make one suggestion? I legitimately think this would help.
This is going to be some a-hole remark.
It's not. This is actual advice. This is legitimate advice for you to succeed in the future. Because now AJ is four ahead. I want you to catch up, even though you don't believe that. Could you please take a dump before the show?
Great point. He makes a great point.
You're backed up. Nothing. You can't think. One final segment. Power Trip Morning Show after this.
All right, I know I'm obsessed, and I apologize, and I'll play Switchfoot in a minute. But he said at the part of the song where he goes, black, the witch, Wicked Witch appears on the screen wearing all black. And he says, and who knows which is which? It shows...
It's going back and forth.
The witches.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Mr. Z's dumb. He's just wrong.
Man, that's awesome.
It is awesome.
What was not awesome was AJ's performance today on the initials game.
That's how you look at it.
It was pee poor, is what it was.
Pee poor.
Yeah, pee poor. I don't know. I was talking to Saucy during the break about his lack of abilities in the bedroom. And then I mentioned to him as well that he's no good at that game anymore.
Paul, where are you from? What country?
America. I'm not good anymore. The game has passed me by.
Yeah. Don't wanna be an American idiot.
What a jam.
That whole
album's great.
I forgot. Again, I always learn something, I think. At least I try to learn something when I do initials and when I do the clues. I forgot that the album before that, Green Day bombed. And they were going the wrong way fast. Like, their career was legitimately in trouble.
Really?
Because the luster was gone. Their album before that had bombed. And it was... Uh-oh. And they took a chance doing a concept album, and it crushed. Good for them.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. No big deal.
No doubt.
AJ starts 2019 with a perfect 3-0 start.
Yeah, come on, guys. I literally gave him my very best today. And how many did you get, Mark?
So what's going on this weekend?
Yeah, right.
He got as many as the Wild did last night.
That's right. Told you, I'm still emotional after the news.
I know, I understand.
Yeah, Nino has got you shook up, man.
Yeah, poor Nino. Oh, well.
Poor Nino.
Hey, Lewis Black again on The Daily Show last night.
In California, as of January 1st, pets are now legally considered part of the family in divorces, not just property. Judges can assign sole or joint custody based on the best interest of the pet.
How do you determine the best interest of the pet? What if it's a weasel? Or a tarantula. Even if it's a dog, you're just going to have two lawyers at opposite sides of the courtroom calling its name, and the winner will be whoever touched sausages that morning. I say if we're going to treat pets like children of a divorce, let's not half-ass it. We should really treat them like children of a divorce. I'm sorry, Whiskers. Cleaning your litter box drove Mommy and Daddy apart, and the guilt will probably drive you... to the pole!
He's doing a bit about different stupid laws in states this week on The Daily Show. Here's one more. Hold on.
Vermont will begin paying people to move there, up to $10,000 over 2 years, for people employed by out-of-state companies who are willing to work in Vermont remotely from a home office or a cooperative workspace.
All right, Vermont. I'm going to tell you the same thing I told my aunt when I saw her OK Cupid page. Quit acting so thirsty. Seriously, you're offering 10 grand to live in Vermont? The state has to pay you money to live in it. That's a good sign. I don't want to live in that state. If I wanted to go someplace cold and empty, I could look in a mirror.
How about stop being so thirsty?
Oh, genius line.
Yeah. Delaware.
So
hi.
Great.
I'm in Delaware.
I've never been to Vermont. I've never been to Delaware, New Hampshire, any of those. Mark, you've spent a little time in New England, I assume, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
What do you like? Do you like? Well, you hate Ames, Iowa. That's a dump. What about Delaware? What about Vermont?
Okay, you know, all the hockey rinks look the same no matter what state they're in. It's a hotel room and a hockey rink.
Gotcha. You know,
don't get to do a lot of sightseeing.
Yeah.
Is Super Troopers Vermont?
Yes.
It is, isn't it?
Sort of setting?
Yeah. Hey, speaking of hockey rinks, that brought to mind a tweet that you retweeted the other day of the old Met Center.
Yeah.
Right. Did you ever play there as a pro, though?
No.
You only played there as a high school kid, right?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
When did they tear it down? Mid-90s? Well, before the Mall of America, obviously, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
early 90s?
Late 90s, I think.
No, it had to be late 80s, you mean, right?
No, because I played 93 was, you know, it was probably mid. It was right around there because right after, had to be right around there because 93, because then after that, we went to that was where the Christmas tournament was.
Met Stadium.
Was at the Met Center. No, that's what it's a parking lot now.
Yeah,
that's where the parking lot is.
So they were both down there, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man, for sure. And the Thunderbird.
Yep.
Yeah, the Thunderbird.
The Thunderbird.
So, yeah, it was right after that because that's why the Christmas tourney had to go to the Civic Center after that.
That's the year Civic I moved here, so I never lived here when that thing was up.
Yeah.
No kidding. What was that building like to play in?
Awesome.
Yeah.
It was tiny. Like, the rink was tiny. The seats, and those colorful seats, too. It even when it was empty, it looked like there was a lot of people there because the seats weren't the same color. So, it was great.
And a lot of concerts in there, too, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
I saw Sesame Street on ice there when I was a kid.
Did you really?
I did. Pretty excited about my Ernie and Bert dolls.
You love Snuffleupagus.
No. I liked Ernie and Bert. I don't care about the rumors.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, right. Okay. Do you like Gizmo?
Gizmo.
Of course.
And Skeeter?
The Gremlin?
And Bobby?
You talking about Doug?
Gizmo,
Skeeter,
I'm Bobby. Talking about Howie Mandel.
Bobby's World. Sure, yes. Yeah. That's Gizmo. That's Gizmo, which is, I don't know if you know, that's me.
You were the
voice? I'm the voice of Gizmo.
From Gremlins.
Listen. I did. I don't think people know that, but it's me. That's me, which sounds like it was an amazing thing, but you know, I did. I had a whole voiceover career, but not a whole voiceover repertoire. So this was Gizmo. And then I did like a show called Bobby's World, and I'm Bobby.
Of course.
But Bob, it's the same voice. Is it?
Bobby talks like this.
So if you think,
this is Bobby. Gizmo.
Same voice. And then
smart.
Check this out.
And I did the Muppet Babies. I was Skeeter on the Muppet Babies. It's the same voice.
Skeeter talk like this.
That's right.
Bobby talk like this. Gizmo.
Same voice. I got one voice.
Bob,
and three
it's
jobs.
A great voice.
How about that?
That is crazy.
I didn't know the Mogwai thing. I had no idea he was Gizmo.
I didn't either.
The only one I knew was Bobby's World.
Yeah, obviously. Crazy.
Gremlins is a masterpiece.
Gremlins is a great film.
It's a great movie.
Yeah,
the first one's really something, man.
The second one
sucks.
Is so dumb.
Yeah,
the Christmas
it's
one?
Stupid. It's pretty bad.
No, the first one's the Christmas one. The second one's when they're in a building.
The bar scene.
And they all basically mutate to have these extreme dumb human personalities. There was an electric gremlin. There was the cross-dressing gremlin that basically looked like Fergie. There was the goofy
not even
one.
Basically,
then
absolutely.
Then there's the one that sings Frank Sinatra at the end.
Yeah, which was great.
The main bad guy basically has a Sinatra voice. It was just nonsense. And they all melted
Rosie.
Again.
You know what seems very odd to me, and I just thought of this because I was looking at the last story I have in my hand is about NFL fans and how they dedicate so much of their time to their team. And I thought about that in regards to, of course, our Minnesota Vikings. Doesn't it seem impossible that it was a year ago we were in the NFC Championship game and just got slaughtered by Philadelphia?
It felt like two or three.
It feels like a long time ago. And what, last Monday was the anniversary of the Minneapolis
Miracle?
Wow.
Time flies.
Time sure does fly. Anyway, it says here in this this here poll that I'm looking at, the average NFL fan spends 46 hours a month thinking, talking, or reading about their favorite team.
Is that in season, do you think, or is it average out for the year? Because that would make a big difference. You know?
Well, that averages out between like me, which is a couple hours a week.
Yeah, right.
This is my job. And then Wabi, which is every second of the day.
Every second.
So it still works out to about 46
hours. That's Wabi's pillow talk. Great point.
Well, you're having conversations all by yourself.
Yeah, it's what I do at home.
That's right.
Get naked.
All right, good.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to play some Grand Theft Auto today.
So am I.
Very excited about that.
You're hooked?
I'm hooked. I'm going to drink some American Honey whiskey, and I am absolutely going to get some Most Stuff Oreos today.
Yeah, what about those?
I have to find them, though. Does anybody know? Has anybody seen them yet?
Well, I just saw the guy on Twitter tweet him that it was, he works for Nabisco, and they were in Fargo or something. I forget where he was tweeting from, but they look ridiculous.
They look
in a good way.
Ridiculous, yes.
And Parrish, you have not played Grand Theft Five, right? It's 6 years old already.
I haven't played any
Grand Theft. They're all over. Target, Walmart.
Are they good? In. Mm-hmm. I'm going to...
For the two of you who have now jumped in.
Yeah.
If you love Red Dead and you loved Red Dead,
mm-hmm.
Hawk?
What?
Grand Theft's just better.
It's better, dude. I know it's six years old.
It's better.
I'm sorry, it is.
It is.
And Red Dead is it's a masterpiece.
Yeah, it's
a 10. I had so much fun. I'm still having fun. Grand Theft 5 is just one sliver notch better.
So for Red Dead, real quick, I will not put in the time that you put in right now. You beat the game and now you're just checking things off.
Doing other stuff for fun.
I won't do that. I don't have time for it right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm really heavily debating whether I'm just going to trade it in before I beat it.
Whoa!
It'll take me a while still to beat it to the point where
the main storyline
because I just don't have time to play it. So
you're young.
The price, the trade in value might drop. So I'm really considering whether I trade it in for something like the Super Mario Brothers Deluxe or Mario Party that I can play with my little guy.
Dob did it. Dob traded in and got.
Did he beat? He beat it though, right?
He beat it.
Is it worth beating it if it takes another month?
Yeah, of course.
It's always
worth
beating it.
I'm gonna do that 2 or 3
it.
Times today.
Always.
Sorry. Is it
Clears
worth finishing the game?
Oh,
relaxes you.
Yeah, for sure.
Nature's ambient, man.
A couple of things real quick I got to get out of the way here. Colin, right now, 11th caller is going to get a pair of tickets to the world's toughest rodeo at the XL Energy Center Friday, January 25th. That's a week from today. And ladies out there, doctors asking you, please, please buck the latest viral health trend and do not put parsley in your lady parts.
Oh, who's doing that?
A lot of ladies, apparently.
My apologies.
Why? You give it a minty fresh taste?
Goodness,
Paul, what are you doing? This is not the after party.
Did you hear what he said earlier?
He's a professional. He knows what he's doing.
How about what you said yesterday?
No one heard that.
That's the skateboard t-shirt. And you're employing the month at your other job now.
The Power Trip Morning Show returns Monday morning to break down all things NFL with Ben Lieber. See you on Monday.
KFAN. Total traffic.
From the Holiday Station Stores Traffic Center, here's a look at the roads. Nice and quiet. We have no accidents at this time, just a few delays. Northbound 35W, slow between 50th and 36th. On eastbound 94, got delays from Hennepin-Lyndale to 35W. 394, slow eastbound from Dunwoody to 94, following an accident. That's traffic on the Fan, sponsored by Lowe's. Come into Lowe's and save on your next home refresh with 20% off Valspar and 30% off HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Interior and Exterior Paint and Primer. Offers valid through 123 via rebate. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.